What's poppin'? It's the DealsInTheD.com studios and another Drew and Mike show for Tuesday. And we do have a special guest coming up, the new play-by-play announcer for the Detroit Tigers.
Oh.
We tried to get the old one on, but he was not available.
It's not the right time.
The Pembers, not up for doing interviews as, well, I don't know what the advantage, well, I don't know why he would do an interview. I really don't. I don't blame him one bit.
He's keeping it real.
Well, no, I think keeping it real would be coming on and telling us what a jerk Rod was to work with. That would be keeping it real.
Well, honestly, Rod's interview on Michigan Matters, you know, where all great sports news breaks. If I was Mario, I don't know, I think I might take exception to some things he said, especially when he speaks on his behalf by saying, I think we both had a bad day.
Yeah, he suggests that the blame is equal. And
exactly.
I didn't get that feeling at all. In fact, I thought Mario and Pemba got kind of boned in the deal if the accounts are true. But how do you know?
Well, it's one guy maybe taking the higher road and hoping the other guy will join him and just move on. Maybe that's what they want to do.
Except he already didn't take the higher road. He suggested that everything is a lie, that he didn't choke anybody, that he didn't punch anybody, he didn't chase him. Well, what did he do?
It was just a bad scene, man. You want to know something? As a fan, I didn't really give a shit. I would love to have had them both come back again. I really would not have cared had they came back again.
I wouldn't care either.
I wish they would have,
to be honest. 60 games next year. It's not really going to matter who's doing the games, I'm afraid.
I understand.
Yeah, but who would get
the chair?
That's right.
No, I'm happy for Matt. Matt's had a really tough couple weeks. His wife was in a terrible car accident, and he tweeted out that she was having, I think, her second surgery and had a couple more coming. So he's been in our thoughts.
She was a passenger, you know, and her son was driving. It was this horrible accident. A guy blew a red light on him.
Her son's okay, I guess, or their son is okay. He had a concussion, but
just a concussion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Matt's doing Michigan games. Michigan is undefeated. What is the ranking in college basketball? I know the Hokies and Virginia play tonight.
Yeah.
And I thought Virginia was way up there, but is Michigan ahead of Virginia?
Michigan's two.
They are two.
Duke lost yesterday at home.
Yeah.
Syracuse.
Mm-hmm.
Syracuse is good.
What's Virginia ranked?
I don't know.
They're always going to be up there until the final 64.
So Duke was one. Michigan was two.
Out. Yep.
Virginia's got to be three or four.
Michigan State, I think, was. Yeah, because Virginia's still undefeated. And then Michigan State's sixth, I believe.
Wow.
Which is great.
Yeah, Virginia's cool. Fourth, and they're the only other undefeated
what
team.
What are the Hokies? Right?
The Chokies.
Ninth.
This is the possibly, as much as people do not care, this might be the biggest Virginia Tech basketball game ever.
Who coaches Vitek? Is that Buzz?
Buzz.
All right.
Live from the John Paul Jones Arena. Did you ever text your brother back?
I did, and he sent me a long explanation of John Tudor Jones, who is the big donor.
Wait. Was his explanation any better than the 2 minutes I read to you off Wikipedia?
No.
Okay.
He
Back
said,
off, Jeff. Stay in your lane, bro.
He said, John Tudor Jones, UVA alum and master hedge fund manager, dropped around $200 million, named the joint after his dad. UVA's alumni with unfathomable wealth. John Grisham's kid and Richard Smith, son of the CEO of FedEx, were in my fraternity.
Whoa.
Stay in your lane, bro.
Nobody asked for that info.
Grisham donated $20 million to the baseball program, and look what happened.
Are they good?
He said he wants to come check out a Michigan game.
Absolutely.
And I said, it's not named after Zeppelin's bass player? Damn, I thought it was so cool if it was. And he said, yeah, it would be way cooler than the Wall Street Dude.
Now, wait a sec. Did you tell him that according to Wikipedia, that it is not named after Admiral John Paul Jones either, but the guy that named it after his daddy bought paintings of Admiral John Paul Jones and put it around the arena? And has,
who's
sayings,
that dude?
Has sayings of him around the arena?
I did not tell him that, but that should be that the response that should be coming in as the podcast is made available.
I thought that was really kind of funny, but kind of smart of the guy who just, I want to name it after my dad, but that's kind of, you know.
Why would you?
Indulgent, so let's pretend it's named after Admiral John Paul Jones.
Why would, we have not yet begun to fight John Paul Jones. Why would an arena be named after him in Charlottesville? It doesn't make any sense, does it?
No, it doesn't make any sense that it's named after a wealthy hedge fund operator's dad either.
Except yeah, it does, because he gave $200 million.
You sure it's not named after John Tudor, the former pitcher of the Cardinals?
Are you writing your non sequiturs down?
Not yet.
Well, why not, John? Why not have Zeppelin stuff around there? Gold records of Zeppelin.
Yeah, and they're saying
crank Kashmir, have them come out to Kashmir like the Hokies come out to Enter Sandman.
That's brilliant.
I'm just saying.
But, you know, it's his money.
I didn't know the Hokies came out to Enter Sandman.
The football team.
What, you know?
What?
Well, I know Mariano Rivera. He was, that's the real reason. That's the first guy to come out to Enter Sandman.
Are you sure about that?
I'm positive.
Are you sure?
Yes. Yes. I am positive.
No,
Mariano Rivera, the greatest reliever in baseball history. They played at his the last game. They played live at Yankee Stadium.
How do you know that happened before Virginia Tech was doing it?
Because it's just the Yankees.
I feel a powerful connection to the history of famous bass players. Like, what's his name from The Who? Or that guy from Led Zeppelin who wasn't Page, Plant, or Bonham? Those are the only two I know for sure.
For sure.
Are you sure about this as you are about A-Rod having a concession stand?
I'm. Well, yeah, I kind of am.
Oh, okay, so it's not true.
Am. Yeah.
No, you took a really strong stand. I'm hoping that you're absolutely right.
I think I'm right.
It's such a strong stand, and I'm not sure. Right. I really didn't know.
What year did Mariano do that?
Let's see.
96, when they started winning?
Yeah, back in the late 90s.
Let's see if there's an online answer to this.
Mid to late 90s.
Well, remember, when did Vodtech redo Lane Stadium?
Just ask Beams.
Let's see. Attrition began when Virginia Tech added a new scoreboard to Lane Stadium in 2000. Subsequently, the scoreboard for an entrance video. When considering Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses and Sirius by the Alan Parsons Project.
Oh, how do they not go with that?
Hokies opted to go with Enter Sandman, the same song used for Yankees closer Mariano Rivera.
Oh, baby.
Wow.
But this is news to you.
No,
you did not know that.
Well, I didn't know Vodtech came out to it.
You didn't even know they came out to it. So how could you have claimed that? See, I'm still declaring you wrong, even though you're right.
I'm not wrong. I just knew it had to be earlier than Vodtech.
You're lucky.
All right, fine.
You didn't even know they entered to it.
I'll take it.
How could you know when it started when you didn't even know they entered to it?
I'll take the win.
Okay. Tremendous entrance in the sport. This is the rockin'est entrance.
Oh, by far, yeah.
Rockin'er than Mariano Rivera.
By far, not even close.
They make the walk into this claustrophobic tunnel.
Did they play it live for Vodtech? Like they did for Mariano?
They did do it live once.
Yeah, I got the audio of that.
Oh, you did? Okay,
good.
Okay.
Instead of Fowler rambling on.
Here's the ambient noise.
The whole stadium jumps up and down. Everyone in the stadium jumps up and down when they enter.
That's nice.
Here goes the
team. Sound impressed enough.
Here it is. There's the Hokies taking the field.
Exciting.
You're killing this.
Look at that.
It sounds a little different live.
There's Lars.
Boy, that's great. Right now, play Mariano's now.
Oh, this is awesome.
Oh, this is great.
I gotta wait until they really start jamming.
All right.
There's Beamer at the entrance.
The American flag.
It's Mike Vick. He came back for it.
I don't remember keyboard in this song.
Here we go!
Oh, it sounds a little different live. The vocals are just buried. Is that the crowd noise or what?
Let me see if I can... Oh, here's Hetfield.
That'd be so great if it actually came out to this song.
Virginia Tech.
Look at Lane Stadium.
I love that the singer's wearing sunglasses, too.
Does football play at Virginia this year?
Yes, they're at Virginia this year.
How funny would it be if Virginia played this for when Tech came onto the field, like a really bad version of the song? That would be so cool.
Virginia might beat them this year.
Where's the song?
Hasn't happened in 15 years.
Not after that big bowl. After that big bowl that Vodtech went to.
Nah.
Lost Grubman, at the end. What was it? The Grubman?
They gave sent the Grubman, wait.
The military
Northrop Grubman Military Bowl.
Metallica wrote 26 years ago. Enter Sandman has been used.
This is when Fowler's just reading the Wikipedia page about Metallica.
26 years ago.
There is nothing like it.
2000 is 19 years ago.
This is from 2017.
Then he would be talking about 1997.
Isn't that when they did it?
No, 2000.
No. The song was
written
before.
When did they do the song?
Oh, okay. Enter Sandman was from...
They all know the lyrics.
I was in high school, so that's early 90s. I want to say 91 when the Black Album came out.
Okay.
There's the Hokie Stone.
Here we go.
You know, they could make this entrance a lot longer.
They always make it too long.
I know. I feel like the producer for ABC is sitting there going, come on, let's go. We got to get to a break.
Well, we're waiting.
That is cool. Everyone jumping up and down there.
It's pretty nuts.
That was a great place to see a game. That's a good stadium.
It's pretty cool. It's one of those lesser-known cool places to see a football game, in my opinion. Maz didn't even know they played Enter Sandman.
I had no idea.
I can't believe a fan like you. I cannot believe that.
I apologize. I'm trying to get my head away from sports. This is not a sports podcast, so it's, you know, I'm trying to back off
but
a little.
I'm stunned that you only know sports, Batman, and Seinfeld, and yes, you don't know that. That's surprising to me. We need Batman, our new jingle for Zot Ford.
Oh, okay.
This is exciting too. Speaking of musical events,
did a great job on this.
Oh.
Do you need a new Ford? It's yourself to Zot. Girl, would you like to get a truck with Maz in America? America.
It's R. Kelly.
I hear that.
A pre-owned car? Tom will search the lot. Could even waive his commissions out for it in America. America.
You were singing this song upstairs.
Are you going to condemn
him? It's so catchy. It's so kitschy.
You're going to condemn?
He does not get credit for these streams. I just want that known.
just say you stand behind the girls, Tom.
I will.
100%.
You know it.
Zot Ford and Holly wants to thank and wish all of you a happy and prosperous new year. Celebrate this joyous event. The deals are back in full effect right now at Zot Ford. Lease the new 19 Ford Fusion Hybrid. Yes, a hybrid. As low as $82 a month. Or big badass trucks are more your thing. Lease a new 19 Ford F-150 Super Crew 4x4. Down to $112 a month. From 133. Is anyone taking advantage of that?
That's right. I had really two low. People email me just a few minutes ago about that.
Really?
Yeah.
Too bad you're here.
I know. I blew another one.
As always, you can surf the astonishing deals of massive inventory at dealsinthed.com.
And we have auto cash now. Auto show cash. Ooh. Yesterday was media day, and you know they unveiled the beautiful new Mustang and brought it down from the ceiling. Did you see that? See all those videos?
I did not see all the reveals.
Yeah, the reveals were hot.
Anyway. What's he doing up there?
Lots of good deals.
I did see the PETA reveal, though, where the...
Oh, yeah, the little cow.
The dog mascot.
Oh, the dog.
Was it a dog mascot that was breaking the windows of a Chrysler car, and the dog was arrested. And it was so cute when the dog put its paws behind its back.
I know.
But then the cop ruined it. Did you see the cop ruin it by taking the head off the dog? That was total crap.
You don't do that to the poor dog.
Yeah, what about all the kids watching?
All because of the Iditarod.
I think PETA is going to protest the treatment of the dog mascot next.
I think they should. I'll be right behind them. Not happy about that. Dr. Roche, meanwhile, is busy, busy, busy. And if you watch True Life like we did, and you saw that 17-year-old who wanted that Brazilian butt lift so bad... and got it and saw how happy he was. Actually, everyone that got it was, their lives were changed.
Yeah.
And I know we joked about it, but honestly, these people that have gender identity issues, something like that's a huge thing. And I mentioned that in the last commercial.
Try to pay for it yourself and not have mom and dad do it.
Yeah, I would prefer it.
Roche's low prices are so low you can afford to.
I think the Roches are happy to take your business if they believe that this is what you want. And they will ask you questions, you know, as the surgeons did on True Life. But anyway, yeah, they do all those things. They do the boobs, and they do, for anybody who wants boobs, always boobs. And, of course, liposuction, and it is skin season again if you want to get the BBL or the fillers or whatever. Well, you can get fillers any time of year or Botox. But some of those lasers for your skin are better when you're lighter in color and not so suntanned. And if you have sun damage, what a great time to do that as well. So call for a consultation, 248-338-1110. Go to DROCHE to look at pictures, too. I was looking at boobs the other day just to see how they're doing.
Let's see if there are any updated ones.
There were some new ones on there. Good. They did very good work, I have to say. So there. And Matt Shepard coming up. It is, let's see, about 7 minutes. Matt got the new play-by-play job. Kirk Gibson and Jack Morris will be doing color. And Eli's working on Gibby.
Dan Petrie is going to be getting in the hosting positions here and there.
It's not a sports podcast, man.
I know. I wanted to get that in for peaches.
Netflix.
Oh, it's only a, only a sports podcast when you're talking about it?
Exactly.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Follow the leader.
That was my point.
I'm starting to get the hang of it now. It took me a while, though.
Netflix has the audacity to raise their price to $13 a month from $11 after telling us we can't share passwords endlessly. Brandon, have you picked up another account, by the way, so we can keep watching?
I haven't picked up another one, no. So hopefully we haven't exceeded the screens otherwise.
I'll allow you. You can hop on mine.
Okay.
Yeah, but Netflix is stopping that.
Well, I pay for the family plan.
Really?
I think that's what I paid for.
Yeah.
But it's only X number of TVs, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you only get a bunch of screens.
I think I get 5 or 6.
Yeah, I might get 4 or 5.
But that's ridiculous because each person now has 5 or 6 screens themselves.
I know. It's so out of hand. There's some people who are, I'm like Brandon, getting blocked out of their Netflix because they got so many people using it. And last night it was funny. I wanted to watch Hulu because they had the Fire Festival thing on. And I go, oh, I pay for Hulu because I see it on my account every month. And then I'm like, gee, I don't think I've ever watched Hulu. Why am I still paying for Hulu? But I went on Hulu and I'd never logged in. So I was like, oh, log in. I needed a password. Oh, my God. So I asked them to send me a link, and the email came 3 hours later. So Mark came up and had me share his account. See, why can't I remember that?
We have no idea what email or password yours is now.
No,
we changed it.
That's
this.
Okay.
The password is China.
Have we ever figured out your password for your original phone?
Negative.
Never.
No, never happened. We changed it.
Okay, good.
Whatever it was.
Good.
Now, Jim Fouts, the mayor of Warren, Fauci, did get asked about his comments about Amsterdam, the tape that was released, which is either him or Adobe Selma Flair, we're not sure which, as Taryn Asher.
He's really backing off the whole it wasn't me aspect now, and I don't know if it's because of what Neveling told us that he pled the fifth, although that wouldn't matter, would it?
Yeah, I think in a way it does. I think he's trying to just say, oh, it's boring. Everybody's bored by it. People of Warren are bored by it.
Smart move. That's a smart call by him. I mean, I'm not bored by it. I want to hear all of them.
He can't keep lying about it. It's of course it's him. And here's Taryn Asher confronting him outside WWJ.
Is this his girl, too, that's with him?
Oh, is that her?
I don't know.
Those boots.
Can I speak with you, Mayor Fouts? I'm Taryn Asher from Fox 2. We've met before.
Pause it.
Hi.
He stole a mug from Fox 2. Do you see that? He's carrying a Fox 2 mug.
I wonder if he reports that on his
Fox
gift.
2 mug. Oh, no, it's an, I'm sorry, WWJ mug, because that's where he was.
They should also, shouldn't they?
Why is he taking a WWJ mug?
Roberta probably gave it.
Shouldn't they cover her face? Shouldn't they obscure her face to protect her from people knowing that she's with Fouts, possibly?
Yeah. I would want my face obscured.
He did compliment Taryn. Did you hear him? He said you look good.
Is that really
I'm
smart
Asher
to do?
I'm Taryn Asher from Fox 2. We've met before.
Nice to meet you.
Hi,
you look good today.
Thank
I
you.
Like your dress style and your hat.
You're too old for me, but
you're not dried up.
These latest tapes that have been released. Can we take a moment of your time?
Nah, fuck that shit.
I'm not interested in them. The Warren residents are tired of them, and I'm tired
of them. Fuck that shit.
I find it interesting, however, that they released this latest phony stuff right when we're talking about the drug task force. And right now,
oh yeah, that's why they did it.
Is doing what we can to stop this horrible drug epidemic.
Adobe Selfware.
Yeah, nobody knew about that.
Let's talk about what the Amsterdam reference. No. I mean, that's the definition of that.
For a guy that does a lot of walking and can't do two things at once, he's walking and talking to her. He's also really out of breath.
Oh, he's trying to avoid
her. 76.
He's avoiding
her. Is that her in the background? Is that the girl?
I think it is.
Know.
I think it is.
Could be.
She's very pretty.
Can you respond to that?
No, it's just more of the same. I'm bored with it.
Yeah, but we're not.
Is it you on those tapes? It sounds just like you.
Well, you know, that's your opinion, but it's more of the same. Goodbye.
Oh, whoa! Get out of here!
What, you want to say something?
Talk about the drug issue.
Well, you can talk about the drug issue, but I also want to know about those tapes. They're pretty aggressive.
With all due respect, I'm bored with them, and so are the Warren residents. Thank you. You look great today, and have a nice day. But, you know, the drug issue is paramount.
Why? How many tapes are there?
Maybe there's a million. I don't know.
Roll the window back down.
I hope so.
What kind of car is that?
And all of you making these derogatory comments.
Is that a Ford Explorer?
As far as I'm concerned, it's more of the same, and the Warren residents are bored with it. I'm focused on protecting and serving the citizens of Warren, and a main issue today is the fact that a six-year-old child in Warren OD'd on fentanyl. That's outrageous. And
these are not mutually exclusive things to talk about.
So are those tapes that keep coming up and surfacing.
You can't compare the death of a child with
anything
else.
No, but this is two different situations, but a lot of people are.
Nice try.
One is dope.
The girl you're with is going to be a dried-up cunt, according to you.
And protecting the citizens of Warren, and that six-year-old child deserves this drug task force that we started today. But thank you very much, and have a good day.
Huell, by the way, did reference, because I tweeted at Taryn today, Huell did reference that he had testified and taken the fifth.
Good.
Fuck that shit.
Good job, Huell.
So, you know, the Warren residents are bored with it. What, he asked every Warren resident if they're bored with it? Should we do a Harris poll, maybe, and find out if they're bored with it? Mm-hmm. Maybe they're bored with it. Meanwhile...
Love Harris polls.
Well, I was just going to mention that people like you, our listeners out there in podcast land, have so many misconceptions about eye surgery. What you do know is that you're tired of glasses, contacts, reading glasses, prescriptions, and maybe you're frustrated when you take out your contacts, put down your glasses, or forget your reading glasses because you can't see. Dr. Yaldo, Michigan's most experienced eye surgeon, many of you have thrown away that ancient technology because of his fine work giving you 20/20 vision or better. And people are beginning a new lifestyle without glasses and contacts. Custom Cats LASIK, the most advanced in the world. The Rolls-Royce procedure is multifocal lens implants for people 50+. Dr. Yaldo has performed some 50,000 combined procedures. The bottom line, the evaluation is free. You've got nothing to lose by making the call. 1-800-398-EYES. And if you have a fresh health savings account or a tax return coming, hope they're coming, use it to change your life. 1-800-398-EYES-EYES. Or go to Yaldo Eye Center. com. Brandon, I think, is getting Shep on the horn.
How big is Warren's ad budget, by the way?
Wow, those spots.
They're on all the time. He's put Warren on the map. You got to give him that.
Well, make sure he gets his due?
He's got to get something. I mean, who ever heard of little old Warren, Michigan? Until Fallon.
That's pretty big. They're the biggest city in Michigan.
Yeah, they are. That's right.
Retirement's fast approaching for people like Jim Fouts, but deciding exactly when to retire can be a daunting task. You don't have to do it alone, Foutsy. Luke can help you determine.
Luke.
If you're dating a guy and your salary jumped up 50% and...
Well, that too. Actually, that would be
more
a good
than
time
that,
to make
almost
plans.
100%.
Yeah, she went from 40 grand to 73 grand, but if she put out for Fouts, she deserves every penny. That's all I can say.
So she better invest.
That'll pay.
Anyway, many of you are coming to that point where you should be planning... Maybe a 529 fund for your child's college education, as some have.
Is there a pool in there? Is there a pool for the family involved in that?
A pool for?
Like, you know, to set up a pool for your family in retirement.
Oh, a pool? Yeah, of course. Yeah. Luke would help you do that.
Okay, good.
You're like Northwest Mutual ad.
I know he's gotten many calls from people who said, my child has earned a pool, child has earned a Jeep, and I don't have the money set aside. This is criminal.
We can't give it to him yet.
So, or they didn't get excited about grandma's pajamas and they haven't received it yet, but I didn't have the money for it anyway.
They haven't worn those yet.
They haven't worn them
yet? Yeah, they don't like them.
Wow, that could cost them next Christmas.
I did see Maddie and Kathy wear them.
Okay. Well, it's Kathy's mom.
I know.
So, anyway, if you are planning a retirement or you should be planning a retirement or you have a plan but maybe haven't looked at it in a while and you want to reconsider your investment options, call Luke Nowacki, 248-663-4748. For a consultation, discuss your retirement plans regardless of where you are in the process. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, separately owned. Other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated. And do we have the new Tigers play-by-play man on the phone?
Right there.
TV, yep. Mm-hmm.
There he is.
Shep!
Hey, how's the most popular podcast in the Midwest going?
Well, thank you, Shep. Doing pretty darn well. You must be, I know this has been, what a crazy couple of weeks for you. Your wife is in a horrible, and your son are in a terrible accident.
Yeah.
And then you get the Tigers play-by-play job. I can't imagine the vortex of emotions you must be going through.
Yeah, we the funny thing is, Drew, we were going to go out that night to celebrate the announcement. And obviously we've had to put that on hold for a while. But I really appreciate everybody's thoughts and well wishes and their prayers. It's been overwhelming. The support for my family has been incredible. And she's getting better, man. She's tough. She's hard-nosed. She battles. She's rehabbing. And we can't wait to welcome her home. It's going to be a while. But, you know, there's some light at the end of that tunnel, bud.
Wow. How many surgeries?
Well, it depends. I mean, do you count? So she had, a colon and lower intestine all at the same time. So is that two surgeries or is that one? I don't know. It's hand and wrist. Was that two surgeries or
That's multiple.
One?
They're multiples.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, if that's the case, then it would be six. So it would be lower intestine. It would be colon. It would be clavicle. It would be spine. Oh. It would be hand. And it would be wrist. Wow. So there's six.
Wow, that is incredible.
Yeah, that doesn't count the cracked ribs and the crushed tailbone that she's suffering through.
How is her spirit?
Oh, man, she's incredible. I mean, she really is. She's inspirational. She looks really good. It helps to be in shape. She's an avid runner, you know, just like Mark.
you know, it's funny. I was just thinking, oh, my God, I'm screwed. God forbid if something happened.
You and I have no shot, Mark.
I know. I don't have a will either to fight.
Yeah, put the Big Mac down, baby. But she's doing a good job, man. That helps to be in shape and be healthy, yeah.
And your son's okay?
Yeah, Scott's a college lacrosse player, so that really helps, too. He's in really, really good shape. He's cut like you were when you played college baseball, too. So he's that helps him, yeah.
He must have saw you in action, Drew.
You know, I was looking at Jeff Bezos' picture today. I was like, is he more buff than me? I'm really
Yeah, he's got a blood boy.
He looks to me like he's really worked out hard, and I'm kind of pissed about it.
Now he is. Back in the day, he wasn't. Right?
No. I think I have some work to do.
He's got access to Prime, Drew. He can get anything he wants.
And a blood boy.
Absolutely.
Whoever a blood boy
One
is.
Third of the households in America have access to Prime.
He doesn't have your personality, though, Drew. He doesn't have your personality, I promise.
That's true.
Thanks, Shep. Hey, to get Gibby and Jack Morris, I can't imagine how it must be to work with. Gibby is always two steps ahead of me when I watch the game. As I tweeted earlier, I know baseball.
Amen.
I like to think I know baseball, but he's always thinking about the bench or which pitcher or which matchup's coming up, and I really love hearing him on the game.
Drew, I want you to come up into the booth. I do, because I want you to see what he brings to the table every day. You would just sit there and flip through his notes and be in awe. He showed me one time just it's a smaller three-ring notebook or a spiral-bound notebook, just his bunt plates from Arizona. I was amazed by it. I just sat there flipping through it and couldn't get over how many different plays he had just in case somebody bunted again. I don't think I've ever worked with an individual who's as prepared as Kirk Gibson. And I think that's the beauty of it. You know, and he and Jack Morris, Dan Petrie and Craig Monroe, those guys, they bring it every night, man. You know what it's like to compete? Those guys have competed at the highest level. Their expectations are off the charts. And if you don't bring it, you're going to get exposed. So I love the fact that these guys are demanding. These guys are prepared, and they're pros. It's going to be an absolute blast.
Well, Maz, I know you're dying to ask a question.
Well, I've just been in awe of Matt for a long time.
Hi, Maz.
Hey, what's up, buddy? We go back a ways, don't we?
Oh, long time.
Long time. Man, I don't know how you do
Sorry
it.
About that, man.
You don't take any time off, man, and I just don't see how you're even going to get like a week off to be with your family. EMU football, Michigan basketball, Detroit Tigers. You have a radio show.
Yeah, what loses? Something's got to lose in this deal.
Man,
yeah,
what a life.
Where's basketball and baseball intersect? Is that going to be a problem? Michigan may be going a long way this year.
Spring.
Yeah, they're really good, you guys. No, it's a fair question. I've got to, you know, kind of determine all that. There's a lot of people I have to talk to figure out schedules and see who is okay with what being in certain situations. But, you know, the Tigers are my number one priority, and I can't wait to get to spring training. I can't wait to be part of Tiger Fest. I can't wait to to get out there and represent this organization as much as I can. But look, it basketball, actually college basketball and Major League Baseball are a nice mix. They really are.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I love calling Michigan. They know that. I've expressed that to them. John Beilein's been incredibly generous to me and my family. I've never forgotten that. And my hope is that I'll be able to still represent the University of Michigan by calling their basketball games.
I'm sure you've been asked before, like, what sport's the easiest and what sport's the hardest? But I want to know, is it easier to do it on television or radio? Because radio, you can't see what, you know, you can make everything up and we wouldn't know. But TV, you have it in front of you and you don't really have to say everything.
Yeah, you know, everybody's different. My philosophy to basketball is you're a smart viewer. You can see the count. You can see the situation. I don't have to set that up for you all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So for baseball, I think it's really important to get into baseball conversations. I think what makes baseball beautiful is that you're inviting me and Gibby and Jack and Dan and Craig into your home after a long, hard day's work. And you're eating dinner a lot of times, and we're part of it. I mean, we're kind of an extension of your family. That's not lost on me. That's a really big deal to me.
I think
people want to, I think they want to like their announcers. I think they want to learn from their announcers, and I think they want to laugh from their announcers. And my hope is that we're able to provide all of that. I think baseball, more than any other sport, and I love them all, but more than any other sport, it links your childhood to your adulthood. I mean, when you're at a ballpark, you feel like a kid again. When you are watching a ball game and a play is made, you may remember when you did the same thing, or the announcers may bring up a player that generates some type of memory from you from the past. So I think that's what makes baseball so special to call.
It is. I got in the habit of watching every Tiger game. When they got good in 2006 till 15 or 16, I did. I watched every game, and it was a companion. I'd be online at night. I'd be reading a book at night, but there would be the game. And it is a great companion. I know you guys are going to do a great job. I know
Think about this. Who are the best baseball announcers of all time? Ernie Harwell, Vin Scully. You grew up because you love the Cubs with Harry Carey. What do they do really well? They tell stories. They talk to you. They don't talk at you. It's not all about describing exactly what happened. I think, for me anyway, I don't need to tell you guys there's a ground ball to second. If Gibby's got a story, if Jack has a story and they want to finish it, let him finish it. What do I need to do? Tell you something that you're already recognizing? So there's a fine line there, I'm sure. But overall, I think baseball is about storytelling and having a discussion with friends every single night about the sport you love.
To that point, I'm sure you've seen like what they're kind of doing in Boston, where they're getting away from the traditional broadcast and making it more like a talk show.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, it's...
Yeah, is that radio or TV, Mark?
I thought it was television.
I think you're right.
Yeah, like basically the game is just going on while there's kind of a talk show, which I think is really interesting. It could be done maybe in the right way, but it could be a horrible mistake. I just wondered if you had an opinion on that.
Yeah, I saw it. I'm more of a traditionalist, so maybe I'm the wrong guy to ask. I think baseball, especially because it lends itself to, like I said, that storytelling, I think it's a little bit... more conducive to that type of conversation. I don't know what their whole plan is. I wouldn't be in favor of it, but you know, to each his own. I mean, you got a world championship team there. I don't know what you're trying to entertain people with other than the game of baseball.
I agree, Matt.
It's probably the wrong market.
That sounds really odd. I want to see it. I'm just curious. I mean, I like when people try new things, but that sounds a little crazy.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, me too. Look, we're gonna try new things, you guys. I mean, Fox Sports Detroit is going to try some innovative things that I think you guys will like. I really do. And I think it'll gravitate toward you. You'll take a look at it. You'll kind of measure it a little bit. And then it's a feeling out process. But that's the beauty of our management now. They're tied into one specific way to do something. They're going to have some different ways to go about it. And we'll see if the fans like it. I'll be interested to get your guys' feedback on it.
Oh, we'll be looking forward to it, Matt. Congratulations today, and best of luck with your wife and family. So sorry about what happened, but I'm sure it's going to come out okay. It sounds like it anyway.
Yeah. Drew, Mark, Maz, thanks, man. It's an honor to be on this podcast. You guys keep up the great work. Always appreciate you.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Matt.
Congrats. See you in the booth, man.
All right. Matt Shepard, he was on a tight schedule.
So exciting.
Hey, it's good that he invited you up to the booth. Maybe you'll see Jimmy Jr.
Wrong booth.
Just down the way. I'll have
it's right next door.
I'll have to bring him some baseball cards or something.
Keep him occupied.
Hey, these stickers are great that Brandon brought in. Bring him some stickers.
Oh, yeah. We got all kinds of stickers for the poll. Yeah, that one could have gone. That could have been written down.
Could have been written, yeah.
Oh, shit. To me. I don't know.
I bet.
Is anything written down yet?
Yeah. I got two things.
Oh, let's see what they are. I'm just curious.
I have, well, I wanted to say thank you to your sister, Patty.
Oh.
Patty got me Rock'em Sock'em Robots. Miniature Rock'em Sock'em Robots from Drew's sister, Patty. She sent those to me for kind of like a Christmas present.
That was really nice.
I didn't get anything. Awful.
Yeah, wasn't that nice? I have them on
she
my desk.
She wanted something.
What did she want?
I believe she wanted a shout out.
Is that what you wanted?
There it is.
All your boy T-Maz ready to step up to the mic. Sounds like it's time for a shout out. You sold a car.
Patty.
It's your birthday. You're a celebrity. How's your grandma? Friend of the show. You're related.
Hey, Derek and Courtney Sawinski. Thank you.
Just met you. You like Seinfeld. You like big girls. Too many
all girls.
Moore's. You sent a t-shirt. What? Who's going to ship it? It's not a sports podcast. Oh,
who's going to ship it? That reminds me of yesterday. I sold a car yesterday to the Sawinskis, and they wanted to give me a
key. Oh, sounds like a shout-out.
Another shout-out.
Listen, they owed me a key.
Is this your other non sequitur?
Yes, it is. They owed me a key, but it just turned out, you know, the post office thing and how I don't send things out or whatever. So when I said to them, mail me the key. And they're like,
is this key for key?
Yeah, no, it wasn't key for key.
It was actually my car, but I bought it for her.
Thanks.
Wait, why were they sending you a key and you were giving them a key if it wasn't key for key? Because it seems to me key for key is taking place.
Yeah, it is kind of key for key. They owed me an extra key for their vehicle that they were turning in.
I see.
Because I didn't want Ford or Chevy to charge them.
Wait a sec.
So then they mentioned to me.
Wait a sec. Why don't you just eat the cost?
If you have the key... Why should you pay for it?
You already waived the commission.
Well, yeah, no, I mean
exactly.
It's just, you know, I mean now they did just buy a car and now they have to jump through another hoop because they forgot a key. I just
well,
you know,
I kind of reminded them
maybe just eat the car.
Kind of reminded them ahead of time, and Derek was the one that said, "I'll mail it to you, Maz." But he's like, "Who's going to handle the mail situation?" He's like, "I know you don't do that."
By the way, is a fob really? I think I was charged $300.
Yeah.
Is it really that? Yeah. What does it really cost, I wonder?
It cost, I had to make a key the other day that cost $360.
I'm going in the fob business.
Wait. Yeah. Why didn't they eat the cost? I swear, I know I didn't bring this up because.
You need a key?
The last time I turned in my car, I didn't turn in both fobs and nobody said a word about
really?
It. Really? Yeah.
Wow, you lucked out.
You know why? They rolled it into your payment and you didn't know it.
No, they definitely did not do that.
Yes, they did.
No, they just ate the cost.
Uh-huh.
You think they owed him mileage money?
Got a dealership
money?
They were.
I'm pretty
and
sure.
They just chewed it up with the fob?
I'm pretty sure.
Wow. Yeah. $360 to make a fob?
Yeah.
A little thing? They make a
zillions key,
of them.
There's a little key inside the fob. Then the key itself costs like $280. Then they charge you to program it.
$280?
Yeah, then they charge you to program it.
Really?
Yes.
What, do they have a patent that's about to become expire?
It's just the way the companies do it.
You know, technology and stuff.
Exactly. Thank you, Rick.
how many times I put mine through the washing machine?
I know, me too.
And it won't work for like a week, and then all of a sudden, surprise, it just magically works again.
Does it not work for a while?
Mine haven't. When
I never
happens.
Noticed that.
So if I ever have two go through the laundry in the same week, I'm totally boned. Woo.
You have key insurance?
No, is that a thing?
Yeah.
No, my dealership.
What's that cost?
My dealership just eats the cost.
It's no big deal.
Just write it off.
It's a write off. I'll get you key coverage, Drew. I think Brandon's got key
$11 a
coverage.
Payment or something.
I think Brandon has key coverage.
Does he?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think you do.
Well, I was an idiot because mine wasn't working forever, and then I just realized I had to change battery.
I'm sorry.
What? Really?
Oh, by the way, it says my battery is dying in the car. Every time I turn the car, it goes,
right.
Check your battery.
Exactly.
For my key fob?
Yeah, for the key fob.
I've been in the fucking car for a year and a half.
I'm sorry, Drew. Huh. But, you know, you push it a lot. You know, you have a lot of trips to 7-Eleven and stuff.
What?
No way.
I had a Cadillac for 4 years, and it never once. I've never had a fob.
I have never
also,
had that happen.
You also paid a lot more for that Cadillac.
I've never had that happen, and Brandon makes fun of me all the time because I always start my car like an hour before I leave. It's always running.
I can't
so
tell
I'm always
you
pressing that button.
How many fobs have I had? I've never had a fob low on battery. None of that. It's been low on battery for about a year now.
It's a big scam.
I've been ignoring it forever.
That's what mine was. I'd have to smash the button really
do,
hard
Drew.
To get it to work.
You have a second key up there sitting in your key box.
I do, but it doesn't
use
have my help.
All right,
my help.
The fee would be $499. How would you like to make the payment for that?
It doesn't have my health club membership
When I go upstairs, I'm going to do
the switch the health
I'm
club
I'm
going to
do the switch
a
roof for you upstairs. That's part
now
of our...
willing to purchase information as well, that would be $899.
Just tagging it on. Eat that cost.
Part of the Zot Ford experience, Drew, I'm going to change your key out tonight for you.
Maybe, okay.
Eat the cost?
I am going to eat the cost.
Maybe this would be a good time. We should probably, there's a new IRS scam. Scott.
You wish.
Emailer Scott. Randon.
All right.
He is in
harassed. Is he being
deep
harassed?
Trouble.
You
yeah,
do understand that we need to make a living as well, right?
Real
we're
going to
open the Hall Financial Hotline.
I really screwed up before. Shit.
What? Oh, that's right. Oh my. God.
Oh wow. You're turning into me.
How are these calls getting through?
They get through, but we get fined.
You were expecting a
but it's your card, so I don't care.
Huh?
And only one tip last week. Only one listener called Hall Financial at 248-308-5000. Boy, their keep Jess is real.
Thanks for the tip.
So if you do talk to Hall Financial, be sure to mention our name. Click the link.
I hear it, yeah.
The Drew and Mike Podcast website, or if you want to call them direct, or hallfg.com. Is it drewandmike.hallfg.com? I suppose I should remember.
Yes. Yeah, I was just doing it in my head as you said it. Yeah. drewandmike.hallfg.com.
There you go.
How would you like to make the payment?
They would love to do it.
But your call cannot be completed.
What?
What?
It's already shut down? Yeah, it's
IRS. Are you guys laughing your ass off?
It's IRS season, so we should be getting more numbers soon.
Are you molesting yourself now?
What happened, man?
Look what commercial is on.
Should you have written that down, perhaps?
Really?
But I wanted to alert you to it.
Tom Segura.
What's that for?
Gillette.
Oh, the Gillette. Oh.
To it. I guess we'll get to it now.
Gillette, the woke company. Gillette. Should we play the commercial? Will the audio suffice
of
for
course.
The commercial?
Well, we have to describe what's going on in the background. Though.
Okay. Let me do this first. Buying, since we've been talking about fobs and all the great insurance you can buy from Zot for the many things that could go wrong, buying or leasing your next new or pre-owned car, truck, or SUV from Zot, the Zot family, and DealsInAD.com is way different than any place else. Getting a good deal is easy. Dealers will cut each other's throats for half a Subway sandwich.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Boy, that would be good right now. Why is it every day
that
when I read
delicious.
That? I feel like I understand the guy for wanting the half a Subway sandwich.
As long as you don't go to one particular Subway.
Oh, that.
I brought you pizza today.
I know. It was nice. And I'm going to partake. I am. There was a story on Channel 7 last night. Some guy took a picture.
It's the dumbest story.
A girl has her bare feet up on the prep table where they make the subs.
Nice.
And so they take the camera in and they buy something from her and they go, have you seen this? Is this you in this picture? And she's like, that's crazy. I don't know.
We got to play it back because it includes the most feet puns you would ever imagine stuffed into one story. It's so stupid.
Not to mention man on the street interviews.
Oh, they were fantastic.
We'll cue it up while I talk about the Zot family. By the way, I'm wondering, how's Gabara doing? Does anybody know?
Yeah, he's feeling better.
I saw him. He looks good. He's got
you
a cane.
Saw him?
Yeah, I saw him.
He's coming along.
Okay, good. The Zot family believes it's about people, that's customers, and employees. Happy employees generate happy and satisfied customers. Price is important, but partnering with people like the Zot family helps create the trust and the magic and a well-rounded experience. So shop around if you must. Hopefully you'll get give our friends at Zot a chance, whether it's Zot Toyota, Zot Chrysler, Zot Jeep, or Zot Ford. Well, is that magic? Mads could get a bird dog if it's...
It would be
are
nice.
The bird dog's working out at all for you?
Not this year so far.
Really?
Yeah. Well, it's a new year.
Okay. While you're there, play a game of foosball, take a ride in the massage chairs, eat some popcorn, or get some warm coffee from your friends at DealsInAD.com and our friends at the Zot dealerships. Who have
Thank
been
you,
very,
Steve.
Very good to us. And we do appreciate it. Now, here's the grisly story about
Look
Subway.
That. Look at that disgusting picture.
Well, that's not half as bad as the guy spitting... At Comerica.
Are you giving Subway points for not spitting
hey,
in the food?
Yeah. At least Subway didn't spit in food is basically what you're saying.
Yeah, that was the most grotesque thing I've ever seen. That kid did.
That's when you really think twice about eating out. Honestly, I was so repulsed by that. Good point, Maz.
Thank you.
I'm with you.
That disgusting discovery. A Subway worker caught with her bare feet propped up on a counter by a concerned customer.
And this is the lead story.
It's the number one story. As well, it should be because it's just pure. I mean, if you're going for entertainment news, it's the number one story because it's quite entertaining.
Although Fouts,
it doesn't mean anything.
Fox led with Fouts. I think Fouts was really the lead story. This might be, I don't know, maybe this is more interesting.
The hideousness of that foot
will haunt my dreams forever.
The news found her back on her feet at that sub shop in Ann Arbor. Simon Chaykat asked her about the photo and joins us now live with what she did or didn't have to say. Simon?
Dave, Carolyn, they call them sandwich artists here at restaurants like this Subway. Only the image you're about to see is no masterpiece, and now there is a company investigation.
It does surprise me. I didn't know you could even not wear shoes in any restaurant.
Can't, inside this Subway sandwich shop at the corner of South State Street and Packard, customers say something other than footlong subs has them totally stunned. Look closely at this image that's now gone viral, and you'll see a worker with two bare feet resting up on the counter in the prep area. Do you recognize the person in this photo?
No.
It's you.
Is this you in this photo? This is the photo. Do you recognize the woman that just took care of you?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Now this poor guy just got his sandwich from Subway from the girl who put her feet up.
He's got to go back and get a refund.
Did I miss one, Mark?
No, I thought there's another one coming up, another pun.
It's poor guy. I would hope she sanitized that after she used it.
There he is buying the sub.
Everyone from college students to parents and even out-of-town travelers had something to say about the photo taken this past Saturday and shared countless times.
I think I'm just concerned for my health. I don't know where her feet have been.
I'm concerned because my brother tends to eat at Subway a lot, so that's a little alarming. You'd expect them to be more concerned about what their customers are eating.
There is more to this story. Subway did respond to one concerned customer on Facebook, promising to investigate. Yet after doing some investigating of our own, we found the same worker back on the job tonight, slinging subs and denying something was ever afoot.
I just really couldn't believe that somebody would actually put their feet up on the counter.
I missed that.
And then serve people.
After being ignored by the worker, we went back outside where more customers told us they're downright worried about what's happening here. And they're hoping this Subway shop worker decides to put her best foot forward in a more acceptable manner from now on.
Just health safety stuff, I guess.
Are you gonna eat that sub?
That's definitely not health code.
You don't think so?
In a statement, Subway says, quote, the behavior in this photo is inconsistent with the high standards Subway franchise owners follow. Their top priorities include food safety and cleanliness, and this is unacceptable. They are working with the franchise owners. Reporting live in Ann Arbor, Simon Chaykat, 7 Action News. Back to you.
All right, Simon, thank you much.
Well, somebody.
Feet, we'll stay on the ground now.
What a silly story.
Let's hope so, right? I did appreciate all the foot references.
Goddamn shoes.
Nice job, Simon. Yeah,
they have a comment from the employee.
Goddamn shoes.
Why do they say they're conducting an investigation? There's nothing to investigate. You see the picture?
Unfortunately, she must be let go.
How much time are they going to spend on an investigation? Really? Really? Just answer it.
You know what's funny? Watching that story.
You don't have to say two things. You can just say, this is fucked up. And this employee is gone.
Blown out, yeah.
Blown out! Yeah. Sorry about that.
Unemployment's
over.
Low. It's hard to fulfill that spot.
Now
they have a now hiring sign.
I have to fret during the investigation period. I don't know what the conclusion they're going to come to. I have to wait for the statement. And that cute girl who's so worried about her brother. How nice of her. What a thoughtful person she is.
You know, they don't show the face of the girl whose feet it is, but they show like her. You know, she's making that guy's sandwich. I don't know why, but I feel like that looks like the kind of person that would take their shoes off, put their feet up on a counter.
I know.
Solely based on her gait and her body shape.
I'm not happy with her feet, by the way. There have to be feet up there. I don't want hers up there.
It is winter, right?
What a slob.
What is she doing walking around with no socks?
Well, they had comment from
I think her feet are uncomfortable.
Goddamn shoes.
I think her shoes are uncomfortable.
Perhaps. Her shoes are too tight.
I think she likes taking her shoes off.
She might need a wider width.
Ew. Gross. Look at her.
Should we do a follow-up story with a shoe expert about comfortable shoes?
Should we call that Subway?
Let's call that Subway.
The investigation done.
Yes. Why don't we?
Yeah, let's ask for the manager.
Don't you?
Yeah, it's my college house is right.
Well, let's call him.
There.
All right. Let's use that Hall Financial hotline again.
Have you eaten there, Mark?
It was not a Subway when I lived there.
Oh, okay.
That area is kind of built up now.
Right. Meanwhile, I will mention that I watched the entire Fyre Festival documentary on Hulu, fortunately, because Mark was able to get his account up, and Mark was watching it earlier, and it was really an eye-opener.
I know, Brandon wouldn't let me finish.
Isn't it one of the most fascinating failures ever? It's got to be.
Yes.
And it's a fascinating success story, too, because they sucked all these people in.
I'm wondering, after watching that, if they gave it more time, which he couldn't, Billy McFarland could not give it more time.
I don't know why either.
Because he had to pay investors back. Because he basically made a running pyramid scheme amongst different investors.
And so he had one before that. Magnesis was also a pyramid scheme. Yeah.
He would do X and then to pay back Y, and then he had to do Z to pay back X. And that
he should never be.
Ass.
No one should ever. No more money for you, Billy McFarland.
Well, yeah, that's the amazing
thing.
No
more money for you. No more investment money. No more seed money for you. Get a real job and earn money.
There's so many things. Do you want to play back anything?
Did any of those stars give their money back?
No.
Why don't you start
you mean,
there?
Blink 182 and
they never got paid. I think you're talking about Kendall Jenner.
Exactly. Oh, no, and they should give their money back.
Why don't we start there?
Can somebody search on that? I'm curious. Has anyone given their money? I honestly don't know, but I don't think so.
No.
I would think you would make a big to-do of it saying, I returned my money. Yes. I'm hoping the people are paid back. And I sincerely doubt they were. And that is what is so...
I thought the FTC was supposed to be all over
that. That's a sin right there.
Orange all over my feet.
Oops, sorry.
These guys figured out a way to optimize...
Go ahead. I didn't
Kendall Jenner was one of the people who did not note that it was an advertisement either. She posted like it was just her own observation... Hey, there's this great concert. Like, hey, I just found out about this great concert. You know, this is what social media is all about, sharing important information. Bullshit. She was paid $250,000, as were a number of other people. And some of the other females, and they were mostly models, Instagram stars, whatever you want to call them, influencers. I hate that word.
Bella Hadid, another one?
Yep. She was.
Yep.
And most of them, the day before or the day of, said, I am so sorry I ever posted about this. If you are on your way, turn around. Do not go. It is a disaster area. Mm-hmm. So to their credit, and I'm sure they all learned something, which is you want to be careful about what you advise people to do when you're paid to do it. And you should point out it's a paid advertisement. And of course...
You legally have to.
Yeah, you legally have to. And why does Kendall Jenner get off the... Why does she get off scot-free?
And it seemed like she was definitely the big fish in the group, too. There's the ad, the original ad for Fyre Festival. Which has no bands in it.
No, it's all pretty girls.
The promo video was perfectly generic fantasia of what an Instagram come to life would be. It was nothing but backdrop, like montage-friendly bliss. The boat is going across the blue waters of the Exuma, and all these like really hot models are like dancing around, and then there's just random white guys there for like who knows what reason.
Does this make
beautiful women,
the people
on
that bought tickets, sound dumb?
Yes. Well,
you want to go hang out with models?
I think I've decoded, once again, they group all millennials together, but these kind of millennials, I think I've figured
they
it
have
out.
FOMO.
It's all about buzzwords.
Well, the ad's all about buzzwords.
That magnesium was all about buzzwords. It's like that's all they want are things.
Magnesis, I believe it is.
Yeah. Which he spelled wrong.
That's which was 100%. I'm going.
Yeah, take you're right.
Here, I will throw my credit card at it.
You see the supermodels on jet skis, and you're thinking, like, wow, I really want to be there.
No, I don't.
Are you kidding?
It was going to be on a deserted island owned by Pablo Escobar. Man, that's about as sexy as it gets. Pablo Escobar is actually, like, a criminal who's murdered people brutally.
Lots of people.
And I was getting messages, again, on Instagram, private messages from people telling me their parents were murdered by Pablo Escobar.
That's one of the promoters.
And I'm the social media guy. What am I supposed to...
There's Kendall.
Then Billy convinces Kendall Jenner, one of the largest influencers in the world, to post about the Fyre Festival.
Kendall
a third
Jenner
of the country
is
follows
defining
her.
A generation.
Those
she
are worldwide
can
numbers.
Take a brand from zero awareness
a lot of
to
100 million.
A brand that has a phenomenal amount of brand equity with one
brand
social media
equity.
Brand equity, why?
By some accounts, she gets paid $250,000 per post.
I think $250,000 is a steal.
To, like, post how many Instagrams? One?
The point of Kendall's post was to announce that good music was involved with the festival.
But there was this huge meltdown on the Fyre side. We're ready to go. Everyone's freaking out. No, hold on. Launch it. No, don't, like... We eventually got it up.
And so when she does post about the Fyre Festival, she gets millions of impressions.
So the presupposition, at least on social media, was that Kanye was going to be performing at
Oops.
This
festival. Who would want to miss seeing Kanye in the Bahamas with Kendall Jenner?
With Kendall Jenner?
Moment, like, it elevated it to a 10.
I had influencers begging to go. because all the other influencers
it,
are
gone. It really is just
you're in
these
Lower Manhattan
generic influencers. That's all it is.
You got
it's
an election
real people.
That just for a second, upended though, the political. Yeah.
They also promised, and you could pay for dinner with the artists and with the influencers and hang out with them in exclusive on yachts, yacht rides with they're not gonna, those people, they wouldn't spit on you.
They had dinner. The food didn't matter.
You know, I've read about all this money that Blac Chyna makes and Paris Hilton makes, Lindsay Lohan used to make, appearing at clubs. And they always say they hung out in the VIP area and they never talked to anyone. They made a couple of announcements. Why would you go to a club? Because Paris Hilton is in a VIP area within the club. I mean, isn't it stupid?
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, I understand as an advertiser why it works, but honestly,
who has FOMO?
The idea that you go, oh my God, I could hang out with supermodels. That's,
they're not going to blow you in the VIP area.
I'm
remember Chris Rock's song, There's No Sex in the Champagne Room? You know, it's all a lie. It's all just smoke and mirrors.
Remember when we had Super Bowl 40 here and they had all those parties popping up everywhere?
Oh,
one
yeah,
of them was Jenna
yeah.
Jameson. I went to that party and she was just literally on the upper level and she just waved like at midnight to everybody. Mm. That was it.
Ooh.
That was the Vivid party of Jenna Jameson was on the top.
It's all a lie.
This fascination with influencers, celebrities, whatever it is, I just can't believe people wouldn't go, who's playing at this concert? Because you go for the concert. Now, I understand they promised a luxury experience, but
they never promoted it with the bands. There's a whole section on that. It's really funny. There's a guy named Grant, who apparently is
the even bigger asshole. Yeah.
But they were putting the promo video together, and he had the longest email of what
a thousand
music
words.
To use.
Yeah. He had all these notes you wanted, instruments you wanted used.
Why don't you use the bands that are supposed to be there and use their music, you dope?
I guess I'm just stunned that because a bunch of idiot Instagram influencers tell you it's going to be wild and we're going to be there frolicking in the water, that's worth 2 weeks. I mean, it was a 2-week experience, or I guess it was, if you went to each concert, I guess it was one concert for 1 week and then one the next week.
Next weekend.
No, the idea of a luxury week on an island certainly sounds nice, but it sounds fishy to me from the start.
How much was it?
Luxury?
How much was it?
Well,
I don't know what it was for.
Want.
Here's what happened, though. Most of the people did not have a lot of money and bought the general admission.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so what they did was when they realized they didn't have enough money, because this asshole, Billy McFarland, is paying these influencers $250,000 a pop, and he had many, many of them. That's a lot of money. Meanwhile, he has access to a private jet, which he's flying back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. He's picking people up on the private jet. He's flying people in on the private jet. He's spending out his ass. There's no infrastructure on Exuma. Mm-hmm. There's none. There's no water infrastructure. There's a Sandals nearby.
It's the parking lot of the Sandals.
And they even said that, you know, well, it's a gravel pit. How's that working? Well, the beach, there's a beach there. How far is the beach? 5 miles away. 5 miles away. How does everyone get to the beach from their tent? I mean, this was so ludicrous. And the bartender,
hilarious.
Delbert was his name, this black guy,
hilarious.
Who was on the island at this club where this thing was dreamed up, I guess. He said the minute it was dreamed up, he was like, you're not going to have a concert by it. There's no way. There's nothing here. It's a gravel pit. What are you talking about? And they're toasting on New Year's Eve, and he said, you know what? You better get to work. And they stiffed all those workers on Exuma from the Bahamas, all
vendors.
Those people that busted their ass, the vendors, all of them stiffed, and screwed.
And they ordered $2 million worth of booze, not realizing you had to pay 45% tax to the Bahamas. So we got hit with a $900,000 tax bill. He also had all this merchandise that they just seized. So his big plan was to just go to the Bahamas and steal it back after the shit had hit the fan.
Yeah.
McFarland's in jail, right?
Yeah, for 6 years, which is a very short sentence, if you ask me.
But he's got to kick out, what, 20 plus million?
Yeah.
Oh, which he won't. He'll never pay that money back.
But to understand what kind of people go to, you have to understand influencers in
general.
Where
if you don't continue to escalate your visibility, your identity will start to crumble in pieces.
Millennials are spending around 2 hours plus a day on social media.
Every day, I start by hitting up Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram.
If you're not relevant in social media, if you're not talked about, you don't exist.
Yes, you
Instagram,
do exist.
Social media marketing, influencer marketing is the most impactful form of marketing for an entire generation. So an influencer is anyone with a social following.
So Radikowski.
There are plenty of people who are models and celebrities that have influence, like Kendall Jenner, Hailey Baldwin, Bella Hadid. We call them macros, but those are celebrity influencers.
What an influencer is someone who has effectively monetized their identity. That is their work.
Pause for a second.
The performance of an attractive life.
You know how many people are trying to be influencers?
Yeah, those are the micro influencers.
Right. But what happens when these people, you know, are 10 years older and there's hotter people that come along and they're influencers? Because it's really, you know, it's going to be always 15 to 22-year-olds who are really, really in the middle of this.
Yep.
What do these people do when they don't?
They kill themselves, influence? Probably.
I don't know.
You got to wonder, because these people aren't going to be 40.
It's like porn.
Influencers.
It's like porn.
Sort of like porn.
Maybe they'll be MILF influencers. They'll do blogs. They'll do mommy blogs. MILF blogs.
Maybe. But is this leading to the conversation about how all these people are brands?
Yes, of course.
Oh, you know what? That fuck you. You're
job.
Not a brand. You're zero.
Mills.
You're some guy named Austin
Mills. I do a lot of
TV hosting.
I do some social media influencing.
My name's Alyssa Lynch. I have almost 500,000 followers on Instagram.
Ooh!
So my name is Seth.
Who are you?
I created this influencer character, William Needham Finley IV.
That's the guy we interviewed.
The most influential influencer. I'm just kind of poking fun at the whole influencer culture. It's all a joke.
Everybody is now an influencer in a certain sense. Everybody is a brand.
No, they're not.
What do you mean by brand?
When I say my brand, I just mean kind of like the lifestyle that I want to live. So positivity.
Health, wellness, and...
It's powerful.
Honestly, just like positivity. I look at influencers as really brave people.
Brave
people? Wearing a bikini.
They're sharing a lot of information. And they're sort of taking one for the team for all of us to relate to them.
Bullshit.
And fuck Jerry.
Taking one for the team,
the
selling ads for 250 grand to lie to people?
Believe
that's not taking
not.
One for the team, you dope.
Elliot
can you believe that?
No,
it's
I can't.
A scam.
Stunning.
And that one
taking
girl.
Taking one for the team, sharing my life, taking a selfie every couple hours. That is not a brand. A selfie every 5 hours, 2 days, one day, whatever. That's not a brand. You know, we did 4 hours a day, 5 days a week for how many years? I don't know how many years. It seems like a million years now. And when people use the word brand, they go, brand. Okay, I guess it's a brand. But honestly, I can't imagine. I'm a brand. We're a brand. Fuck you. You're not a brand. Taking a selfie is not a fucking brand. Putting up a kooky Vine video once a day is not a brand. You're not a brand.
Nope, you're a person.
You caught a little bolt of lightning with some people your age. That's it.
It's really amazing
Don't
how many
suck
of these influencers
off.
Are attractive people. I mean, but
you're a hot kid.
Yeah.
That's all you are.
But then again,
get over yourself.
It's
you're
all
not
about,
gonna be hot forever.
It's all about health and wellness and
positivity,
positivity and any other buzzword.
Yeah, here, looking at me. Positivity is looking at me.
Let's see how they were treated when they got to the fire festival.
Oh, but our friends were redirected to another place
How'd you
on
like
the island,
this,
which
the
was
way,
one of the
really
nice
good. It's really
parts.
Good.
They decided that they would ship all their first three planes to somebody else's resort.
These are the major brand influencers.
So we got the three cowboys in a row.
I went down to the Bahamas with the Fuck Jerry guys. We're at
That's
that
a media company
side party that they threw everyone to. This is weird. This already seemed like a nosedive. You could tell everyone's like, all right, can we go do the thing? Like, now planes are landing and people are showing up.
Look how excited they are to show up.
And we were all packed into the yellow school bus.
Oh, this is
maybe 10
oh
or 15
boy.
Here's
drive.
The normal people arriving to the fire festival.
And right as soon as you get to the entrance.
Oh, God. Oh.
The girl next to me on the bus started bawling crying.
There's no bed in that tent. There's no bed in the tent.
Pussy.
Everyone's like, this isn't funny.
I will say this about some millennials that were there. They realized how fucked they were and just decided to laugh at it, which really, what else can you do at that time? Sure, there's the girl that cried and there's the guy that passed out and there's a lot of soft people there. But there are a lot of people that were just like, oh, man, were we scammed. Oh, well, this sucks. How do we get home?
We're in the Bahamas, at least.
Yeah, but look at it.
I know. It looks
What's
better.
Happening? There's no water over there.
What happened?
Oh, Jesus. Maybe we all get to burn it down at the end. Yeah. Oh, we just burned all of our money.
It's that situation where, you know, oh, we're fucked no matter what.
This is not what we signed up for.
The first thing I saw was, these are FEMA tents. What have I done? My child is like Satan.
I don't know what that means.
This is such a disaster. But I heard that some influencers actually got villas.
All right.
Like mansions.
Look at this kitchen!
We actually did have a
you,
villa.
You, you, you!
We felt
hey,
real
she's
bad.
She's about wellness.
Oh, you feel so bad.
She's dancing and Instagramming it out. She felt so bad she decided to laugh at the people.
Nice awareness.
Even though she's about, you know, health and wellness and
positivity.
I was a chick with 500,000 followers.
That was her,
only?
Yeah, Alyssa Lynch.
Oh, good for her.
It's called Fire Fraud. It's on Hulu.
And Netflix has one coming out.
You know, yeah, Netflix was supposed to be released first, and Hulu, to their credit, said, fuck it, let's just put it out there. And they beat them. They beat them.
And they paid Billy McFarland for an interview. Yeah, this cocksucker, this con man. He is a con man.
Hulu and Netflix are really having a big pissing match about it because Netflix came out and said that, hey, Billy McFarland asked us for $250,000. We flat out were like, no, we have enough people. We have enough. You know, the documentary's fine without you. But I got to say, even though and then Hulu had to come out and admit that, yeah, we paid him, but $250 was too high of a number. I can't imagine the other one being better than this one, honestly, because they had Billy McFarland. Because the best part of the documentary, and I won't spoil it, but at the end, Billy goes, I haven't lied about anything. I'll sit here until you come up with a lie. And that really, I mean, it's the perfect way to end the documentary.
Well, his lawyer has been obviously.
Well, they have a montage of absolute lies he told yeah. that you've already heard in the documentary.
And
so
it looks like they catch him often in lies because they ask him questions and he just goes silent. He's like, yeah. You can see him scrambling for an answer.
Well, I think he's surprised by all of the information that became available through text messages and emails and audio recorded things. And well, plus, he looks like such an asshole when he's putting this thing together. It's so obvious they yeah. don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Here, you want to hear him in a lie? Here's
House
a lie.
Is rented. For millions of dollars.
Back that up a little bit.
We're about to be pitch black out here. People are panicking. People are panicking, like tripping out.
Here's Billy.
We had 250 houses rented for millions of dollars with paper receipts and pictures of every house.
Ooh.
Why didn't your guests get to those houses that you rented?
Think of a lie. Think of a lie. Think of a lie.
We had a box of physical keys, cars, to take people there, and maps for every single house, and the box of keys. Unfortunately, it went missing.
It's crazy.
You lost a box of keys to $2 million worth of houses?
Mm-hmm.
So why didn't you tell that to the guests?
It's gone. Just don't worry about it. It's gone.
Why don't you tell the guests?
I guess when you lose keys, then the owners don't have copies of the keys, so you can't, it's over.
Yeah, even though you had paper
receipts. You just lose your rental.
And pictures of every house.
He is just stumped sitting there.
He's full of shit.
No, he's a con, and he will con more people because he'll be out in 6 years. And, you know, the minute I really understood what a con he was when I heard his mother talking about him
yeah.
at the beginning, where instead of saying, if my kid did something like that, I would say, I'm so embarrassed. I am so sorry that my son did this. As you see a lot of times with people whose sons do or daughters mm-hmm. do horrible things, they feel terrible. And the mother, she wants to tell you how great he is. He was always ahead of the curve. He could multiply when he was 6 months old. He could, you know, and so you get a picture of, oh, I see, this is a parent who yeah. overloaded her brat with too much self-esteem and made him think he could do anything without consequence, and he did.
Yep.
So nice birthing a sociopath, you idiot.
It's
going to piss me off when he's out after in 6 years festival, at 34 and he's worth more than
And he's already getting money out of people. I guarantee you he will get in trouble again. He's a con. He's an absolute con. No more money for you.
Here's a part after the shit really hit the fan.
No internet for him either.
No internet. Great.
Yeah, cool. No influencing for you, McFarland. So he's out now on bail.
After the festival, Billy was out on bail.
I just said
and
that.
And still living a larger-than-life lifestyle. I remember walking past Billy. One of my friends was with him. I said, what are you doing? He's like, I don't know. Billy's got a table up at PhD. And I'm thinking, like, wait a minute. You got this guy that's still out buying bottles in nightclubs in Manhattan. And he had his girlfriend pay cash to rent a Hamptons house. You're hanging out in Amagansett together. How is he affording to do this?
Model girlfriend, too. Gorgeous.
Around the middle of December of 2017, I got an email from NYC VIP Access. It was a guy named Frank Tribble offering master's tickets. My friends who had attended Fyre Festival got the same email, and I kept getting them. I got the Victoria's Secret, the Met Gala, Burning Man.
You can't buy tickets to the Met Gala. I'd try. You can't buy tickets to the Victoria's Secret fashion show. I've really tried that. These are things that don't exist.
If you've never been out on bail before, that's the time in your life where you want to be committing the least number of crimes.
I assumed Billy had sold this email list. Like, I didn't actually think Billy was behind the scenes doing any of this. So he was?
Frank Tribble was the guy who would talk to people on the phone so that they didn't recognize Billy's voice. Billy would feed him a script to read to people.
The guy was basically doing what Billy wanted him to do, would read a script. Can you believe the gall of that guy? Out on bail for fraud, and he's pulling another scam. It's remarkable.
It just shows.
Hopefully they're going to ramrod
him. He's a sociopath. No more money for you.
Ramrod him. You mean what, anal? Anally?
No, I'm talking about leave him in jail. Someone's going to just...
They've already sentenced him.
You know, it reminded me of...
It's a really well-done doc, too.
Yeah,
How long is it?
An hour and 20. Oh, was it an hour 45?
Yeah.
He reminded me of someone when they were describing Magnesis, which he said had 100,000 subscribers.
Yeah. Never had more than 3,000.
Supposed to be this credit card that had all these extra benefits. You got to meet with all these cool people and influencing type people.
He got the idea basically. The idea really is a cooler looking physical credit card. Because he got the idea when they were out with friends and the debit cards he thought were too cheap and plastic. So he bought sheet metal and just taped the magnetic strip from his debit card onto that. And that was his idea. So you're just making a physically different card than your credit card or your debit card. And the idea was, oh, you're going to accumulate points through us. But I don't know what there's no tangible business there.
The points led to these get-togethers, you know, these dinners at this Magnesis townhouse with these important people. And the people immediately complained and said, this isn't what I was told it was, which is like everything with him. He also said they had 100,000 people. They had 4,000 to 5,000 people who got sucked in. They got all this great media coverage, too, of this incredible idea and this incredible card. And isn't it incredible the way the media gets sucked into these influencers and these people who say they're doing things
and the investors.
They give them all this great coverage. Yeah, and the investors too. One of whom was the guy that was running the power plant in Georgia.
Oh yeah.
His name McClendon, I think, who was indicted shortly after this and I think killed himself in a car accident the next day, the day after he was indicted.
Yeah, he used to own the Oklahoma City Thunder. Remember when that guy killed himself?
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's funny, there's another good show out. It's really different on National Geographic called Valley of the Boom. And in watching the Hulu document, and that's about Netscape, which, you know, was a browser. It was
Waboom!
It's about the Globe, which was Facebook before Facebook, and those guys in the late 90s and the boom. And it's really interesting because as they took those companies public, it used to be you needed to show, 3 years of profit? But since nobody really understands what any of that was, it's like, we just want to throw money at it because the numbers are good when they couldn't turn a profit. And that's kind of what this was like, but done in 2016. It's like, we don't want to miss out on this great venture. It sounds neat. Here's a bunch of seed money.
You know, this Magnesis included things like you had an opportunity to get tickets to Hamilton.
Yeah. Oh, that was great.
Or to all these things that you couldn't get tickets from. And at one point, he offered the Magnesis people 200 tickets to Hamilton. And everybody there said, you can't get 200 tickets. Where are you? How is he doing this?
Tom, how would you do it? You're Billy McFarlane. You promised 200 tickets. What do you do?
Fake them.
Fake them, but they're going to go to the show. They want to go to the
show. Yeah, they have to really go. They have to go.
Well, you do copies.
No. Oh, wow. That won't
Tom's
get
even more
the show.
Devious than Billy McFarlane. Wow.
Maz, you're a sociopath. I had no idea.
Remember the radio guy, Carton in New York?
Yeah.
Craig Carton, Boomer Esiason's partner. I mean, he went up the river. He's going up the river because it's almost the same type of thing.
Guy made $2 million a year, and that wasn't good enough for him. He had to start a ticket brokering business.
Fake tickets.
Yeah.
Well, the problem with McFarland is these were repeat customers that he knew would be coming back.
Yeah.
So he just bought them off StubHub at an incredibly high rate.
Yeah, he overpaid for them. But he used the money that he got for the tickets to pay for the next ticket or the previous tickets. It was a pyramid scheme.
So he sold Super Bowl tickets to pay for the Hamilton tickets that he just spent on StubHub.
Right, to pay StubHub. There you go.
Which I don't know what happened after the Super Bowl tickets, what you'd have to do to...
Well, I read about him. He was doing stupid things like, anybody want to rent a Jaguar for the weekend and go to blah, blah, blah. I mean, he created these experiences because millennials want experiences. And there was always something shady about the deal, but it reminded me by, you know, paying for the previous event with the next event and so on and so forth. That was what Jim Baker was doing at PTL. He was promising people three nights a year for life in these luxury condos, and he had to put up a new one to pay for the old one because he and Tammy and some of the executives there were taking giant sums of money out of PTL and living these ridiculous lifestyles and driving Rolls Royces, and he had houses all over the world and so on and so forth, and it was impossible to pay for. Although they spent most of PTL's show, which was Praise the Lord, asking for money.
What did you used to call it? What do they call it down there?
Pass the loot.
Pass the loot.
Yeah. it was a fun time to be down there, no doubt. I mean,
did you see what 2020 is doing this week?
Yeah, Jim and Tammy. Yeah. That'll be a great show. I guarantee it'll be a great show.
So it was
great show.
Bobbitt and then JFK they did, and then they did Robert Blake, and now it's going to be Jim and Tammy.
The 90s do look pretty fascinating from 20 years away, don't they?
Mm-hmm. The Menendez, they did the one on the Menendezes last year.
Oh, by the way, Lyle came out to say that that is him in the Mark Jackson basketball card.
Breaking news.
And it was quite exciting. He wants one of the cards.
That's awesome.
As a keepsake.
I got to look. I know I have one.
Did he actually autograph any of those?
No, he just found out. He just saw one and verified that it's him on the card.
He confirmed it, yeah.
He said it was a haunting time because his parents were dead.
Or Mark Jackson.
But that was in that period after they killed their parents.
Yes, but before they were arrested.
Yeah.
That was when they were out having a ball.
Blowing the money. Going crazy.
Yeah, they spent a lot of money. But
listen to this. While Lyle and his brother appeared happy to live the high life during that period, blowing cash on cars, trips, and front row seats to the Knicks game, Lyle reflects on what a horrible time it was.
Oh, yeah. What a horrible time. But Jim Baker, what I can't get over is Jim Baker is back on TV, and he's back asking for money on TV.
Yeah. Yep.
Why is he allowed to do that? What
he pays to get on.
Is it as simple as no one has complained to the FCC? Is it that simple?
Well,
he's selling
church.
Survival kits. He's talking about Armageddon and selling these survival kits with, what is he offering the survival kits? Does anybody know?
I can find it.
Well, are you interested in buying one?
No, I'm livid that this motherfucker can keep asking people for their money on television without paying for advertising time. And after, why didn't he get no more money for you, no more asking for money for you? I mean, isn't that simple? No more going on TV asking people for money in the name of the Lord. No more. No more. You can't do it again. You did it once and you blew it. You stole money. And the same way, we know Billy McFarlane will do the same thing when he gets out.
On Jim Baker's store for his show, you can buy the Hormone Zone Starter Kit.
Oh, these are all Alex Jonesy products, aren't they?
Do you want to live a healthier, longer life? Learn how to boost your hormones to optimum levels and make 2019 a fantastic year. How much are you going to pay for the DVD and book? And there's some pills.
Is it $29.95?
It's $79 total.
Oh, I see.
What that?
Order and get prepared.
This offer comes with 22 buckets, plus a bonus of 6 additional buckets for a total of 28 buckets.
I want to show you something. All this food is for a gift of $2,500. 8 years.
A gift.
Of bulk food. This is what.
Look at the crowd.
Real quick, when my grandma passed, when we were cleaning out her house, the basement was filled with a lot of this type of food.
Did
the survival food.
Oh, wow.
From bakes?
I don't know if it was specifically from Baker, because a lot of different televangelists, they sell this type of stuff. But my mom ended up taking them, and I think she eats them from now and then.
She's surviving.
Well, it's got oatmeal that lasts 45 years.
Would she recommend the Jim Baker survival kits?
I'm not sure if.
Does she like Pastor Jim's silver birthday bundle that includes one silver liquid, one silver gel, and three silver lozenges for $79?
Wow.
John, you come up.
Cut it out, Bakes.
You're the right preacher. You told me to do this. They got shovels. By the way, get a shovel. These are foldable shovels.
How much?
It'll go in your backpack. This is how you dig the latrine. We made up. They've been cooking during the show.
Wow.
And this
gross.
Rice is hot. Woo, just me.
Yeah, eat it. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. That's disgusting.
Taking big bites of rice.
Oh, I mean, they just cooked this
the
rice.
The music.
You know?
Hey, do you want to call his store? Whose store did we call last time? Was it his?
Wait, what about Subway?
Oh, yeah, Brandon's.
You do have Subway's number, yeah.
They'll still have Subway on the Hall Financial Hotline.
Wow, that food.
Oh, you know why everything's 79?
That kind of looks good.
You know why everything's 79 bucks on his site?
Why?
Because it's his birthday.
79?
He's turning 79.
Oh, nice.
How old's Tammy? Or was Tammy?
Tammy, I think she was younger.
She looked great on that Larry King.
Larry King, yeah.
You ever seen that, Tom?
No, I missed Tammy on Larry.
That whole story was, I saw the Tammy Baker documentary. Ro Mesner, that contractor she married.
He got through. Subway.
Went to prison. I know.
I just wanted to remind you. Sorry.
I predict they don't answer their phone.
What? How are you going to know how the investigation's going?
I know. It's bullshit.
Ask if they have the tuna fish on special today.
What?
They have good tuna.
The person you have dialed can't take your call now. At the tone, please record your message.
Wait, is this Subway?
Yeah,
are you sure it's Subway?
Simply hang up.
Positive.
Or press the pound key for further options.
Press pound key. Let's see. Yeah. It was...
To review or re-record your message,
oh, no.
Let's hear it.
One.
Let's hear it.
No.
To mark your message urgent, press 2. Oh. To mark your message private.
That was you.
To re-record your message,
okay,
press
re-record.
1. And
hi, Subway. I saw the story. I think this is the Subway where the girl put her gross feet up on the preparing table. And I wanted to know if she is still employed there. And there's an investigation. I want to know what is the subject, what is happening in the investigation. Because I really don't want to eat Subway until I know what Subway has concluded from their investigation. How long is it going to take to finish the investigation? Please call me back. Thank you very much.
To review or re-record your message, press 1.
We got it, yeah.
Hi, Subway. I saw the story. I
you
think
do sound
Subway
very concerned.
The girl put her gross feet up on the preparing table.
Sound like that girl's
and,
brother.
I want to know. I want to know if she is still employed there, and there's an investigation. I want to know what is the subject, what is happening in the investigation, because I really don't want to eat Subway until I know what Subway has concluded from their investigation. How long is it going to take to finish the investigation? Please call me back. Thank you very much.
You didn't really tell them it was a 248
number. To re-record your message, press 1.
They'll
and
know.
After the tone, okay. Begin recording.
I'm happy
to continue
with it.
Recording where you left off, press 2 and begin recording after the tone.
Okay, I'll add to it.
This
recorded
message is okay.
Yeah, please call me back at the 248 number that would be associated with my message. And again,
he has a foot fetish.
I'm a longtime fan of Subway, and I was so grossed out. I know they blurred her face, so I didn't see how gross she looked from the neck up, but her feet looked disgusting.
Unpedicured.
She looked like the kind of person that I would not want to. I mean, if it had to be anybody's feet, I would have preferred it were not her feet on the preparing table.
Although, you guys might be able to take, lemons and turn it into lemonade, maybe, and advertise to the foot fetish community, because maybe they like that and they're into that. You can see an increase in that group. They have to eat, too.
I don't know. Those feet were so gross. I don't see any increase of business coming from that. But
the hideousness of that foot will haunt my dreams forever.
I'm curious, too. What do you have to investigate? I mean, I saw everything on the TV story, which was like a minute and a half long. What do you guys do? What kind of investigation are you having? Seems like a waste of money to me.
The guy that bought the sandwich right after they interviewed him there, did he get any type of credit back for a different sandwich?
No, he ate the sandwich. He was happy with it. He did. He's part of that foot fetish community.
He was happy. Okay. Just checking.
Well, hey, if you can answer any and all these questions, appreciate it. Thanks, Subway.
To review or re-record your message, press 1.
Wait, can we add to it again?
Hi, Subway. I saw the story.
I think
Subway where the girl put her gross feet up on the preparing
gross
table.
Feet.
We're going to hear the continuation.
I want to see how the continuation works.
How seamless it is.
Let's hear if they edit it well. I want to know what is the subject, what is happening.
How do they string this together?
Because I really don't want to eat Subway until I know what Subway has concluded from their investigation. How long is it going to take to finish the investigation? Please call me back. Thank you very much. Please call me back at the 248 number that we associated with my message.
We have one more thing. I just want to add one more thing.
He has a foot fetish. I'm a longtime fan of Subway, and I was so grossed out.
Let me add it now, because I don't want to have to listen to this.
Wait, I want to hear it.
She looked from the neck up, but her feet looked disgusting.
Unpedicured.
She looked like the kind of person that I would not.
Broad?
I would not want to. I mean, if it had to be anybody's feet, I would have preferred it were not her feet on a preparing table.
Although, you guys might be able to take, lemons and turn it into lemonade, maybe, advertise to the foot fetish community because maybe they like that and they're into that.
I don't want
to
redo it.
You can see an increase in that group. They have to eat two.
Which number?
I don't know. Those feet were so gross.
Yeah.
I don't see any increase in business coming from that. But I
the hideousness of that foot will haunt my dreams forever.
I'm curious, too. What do you have to investigate? I mean, I saw everything in the TV story, which was like a minute and a half long. What do you guys do? What kind of investigation are you having? Seems like a waste of money to me.
The guy that
bought it was not a waste of money buying
right
this phone system they have. Really clear.
Any type of credit.
It's really good.
For a different sandwich.
No, he ate the sandwich. He was happy with it. He's part of that foot fetish community.
He was happy. Just checking.
Well, hey, if you can answer any and all these questions, appreciate it. Thanks, Subway.
I just want to add one thing, Brandon.
To re-record your message, press 1, and after the tone, begin recording. To continue recording where you left off, press 2, and after.
Also, bye!
To review or re-record
we don't have to
your
review
message,
the whole thing. We
press
know it's
1.
On.
To mark your message urgent, press 2.
Two.
To
dare they not
mark
answer
your
the
message
phone.
Message,
urgent!
Two.
Marked urgent. To review or re-record your message, press 1. To remove the urgent status
answer
of this message,
answer your fucking phone. What
two.
Is that?
To mark your message private, press 3.
Is there another Subway in Ann Arbor we can call and ask if they're the Subway?
The they have the same phone system,
with
too.
The girl that prepares the food sure. with her feet
to
up there?
To review or re-record your message has been sent.
Thank you.
Great.
To send a message to another
Yeah, I want to call the nearest Subway.
I'm glad that you told them it was the 248 number, just so they don't forget that.
I hope they call back.
Just so we can hear them say that it's not them.
Ooh, M Live has picked up the story now too. It's going national.
Yeah, boy.
Let's see. Oh, here's another one right downtown. It's gotta be the same franchise owner.
Oh, you think so?
Gotta be. Locations that close to each other. This is the one in the Union.
The Union?
The Michigan Union.
Even better.
Michigan Union.
A Union.
There you go. A Stadoon. So it might not be the same franchise owner, but, maybe he'll get a student. He'll be loose-lipped.
We never did play the Gillette commercial, did we?
No, we haven't gotten to it
By the way, Gillette's taking shit for their pink Venus shaver for women, that it's sexist. If they're so worried about toxic masculinity, why don't they stop offering this sexist
I could be
shaver.
Wrong, but it used to be that razor, which is basically the same razor, just pink, cost more.
It does. It's in a bigger shell.
Why don't they apologize for that in the commercial?
Feminine, like, toiletry stuff.
It makes a great stocking stuffer,
it's usually the,
way. The
same, but it costs more.
Yeah.
Because women will spend more on beauty items.
All I know is whatever agency Gillette hired for this foolishness should be blown
ridiculous.
Out. People are really pissed at Gillette. I think it's really funny.
Which is just as ridiculous.
I know that people bother to be pissed. But it's a big story. They're, it's like, oh my God, look, our story's all over the place. And people are like, fuck you, Gillette.
I know. Did you see their response or read their response?
No, what Gillette? Was their response?
Oh, it's
you want to call or do you want to play the commercial?
Let's call the other Subway. So keep something rolling here. I do want to hear the Gillette response. I'm sure it's going to make me madder than the original commercial, probably. fuck you, Gillette. How dare you tell me how to live or what to think?
What? What? Does that number not work?
Zero. Changed. The new number is unknown.
What?
An unknown subway number. This guy is running for cover.
Subway is crumbling.
They're running for cover.
Who did the arm pizza, by the way?
Hungry Howie's. They did not run from it. They took full responsibility.
Did they have an investigation?
I only know that because I ran into their marketing guy at Costco a bunch of times, and he's a listener.
I'm not about to eat arm pizza.
He really hates that the name is attached to that.
I didn't even remember who it was.
Remember, they were a disassociated franchise from the rest of the franchise, from the rest of the company, because they were one of the original ones. There's a whole thing about it.
Did they have an investigation, or did they just apologize?
No, they said, look at that Snapchat. That's a girl's arm in the pizza sauce. What do you need an investigation for?
I know, watch the news story.
I don't even need to see the girl's face to know it was gross.
Did you match her feet to her face?
She would not believe me.
All Subway's been ordered not to answer the phone now? Because I've been in Subway when they answered the phone.
They're all on lockdown.
You don't need to answer the phone. I'm here. I'm a customer.
They're on the run, Drew. They are on the run. Literally.
Seems that way.
Sorry, the mailbox is full and there is not enough space to leave a message.
So Subway's just, fuck you, Subway.
Brandon, is this the way Subway's supposed to do it? You work there.
Well, normally you only have two people working at a time. So if you do have a rush at some point, and right now five...
It could be a rush.
This chick answered the phone instead of serving me. She was taking my order, and she answered the phone.
We would always have to answer the phone because it could be a catering thing, you know? So
try that one. This is the last one we're going to try.
What would Mrs. Kirkus suggest?
She would answer the phone. Ring.
She would?
Well, she was helping out. Yeah. She would continue making the food while she would have Dave probably answer the phone.
Did most...
And then probably
most
hang
subways
it up.
Have someone's mother who is free labor as an unpaid assistant. Is that unusual or normal?
It's the Emily City branch.
I can't believe that story. It's so funny.
Was it Kirkus's Subway?
No, he was. They
no,
were.
He didn't
you guys were in
own
college,
it or anything.
Right?
Well, maybe he went back and
he was in
later.
College. I was in high school.
Got it.
So why would his mom come to work?
Well, because what happens is the closers have certain responsibilities. The closers have to sweep, mop. Some of that stuff takes time, especially if you get a late dinner.
Did your mom come?
Never.
Brandon,
why not? What's wrong with your mom?
Well, I wasn't old enough to
be
a closer.
It's not like your mom's very supportive.
I was only 14 or 15. At the time, so I couldn't close. I had
Seems
to leave.
Like you need your mom more than Circus Kirkus.
Home to mommy.
So what would happen is if it got too late, you know, sometimes it would be nice if somebody would help you out to get the jobs done, so you can go
Someone
home.
Someone unpaid.
Essentially,
there is no way it takes that long to close a Subway.
I can't even imagine asking mom. Mom, I've got a job and it's a little overwhelming. Can you come help me out for nothing?
Well, you know how there's all those. They have all the little buckets, all the different vegetables, and they have all the cheeses. Well, you got to pack all that stuff up.
Was this too much for Kirkus?
Yeah, obviously.
Was he overwhelmed by the job?
I think
it seems like a fast food restaurant wouldn't be that hard.
I think he just had a late night one night, and instead of
That reminds me. I used to work at the McDonald's and on South U in Ann Arbor. I would work mornings. My buddy would work at night and close it. I would go in and help him close it so we could go out faster.
Yeah.
Well, that I would understand.
That was super simple.
Yeah.
Nice, Mark. Kirkus used to work for my buddy. Brandon knows him. Hideaway Lanes.
Did his mom show up?
No, his mom didn't show up, but he hardly showed
up.
We can use some help around here. Why don't we get Mrs. Kirkus to help out with the show?
It was a shout out to Paulie at Hideaway Lanes.
Hey, Dave was cool, man.
Joe's Zeus's mom helps out.
Yeah, that's true. And you remember that touchdown he scored, too? That pass from Joey Harrington?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
I do. Did a combo. I think he only had like two catches in
Could
his career,
Could have been a combo,
didn't he?
Could have been a real combo.
He had a lot of catches.
Did he? In regular season games?
Better
his
with,
name? Kirkus,
with Denver.
K-I-R?
Circus.
U-S.
C-U-S?
Yep.
David Kirkus. Pro
Hello.
Hello, is this Subway Sandwiches?
Yeah.
Okay, is this the Subway where the girl had her feet up on the preparing table?
What?
Is this the Subway that where the Channel 7 did a story about the girl, the preparer that put her feet, her gross feet with no shoes on, up on the preparing table? Is this that Subway?
Yeah, I did not get you what you said.
Okay, there's a worker at Subway, and someone took a picture of her, and they put it on Channel 7 News because her gross feet were on the food preparation table.
No.
That's not your Subway?
No, it's not my Subway.
Well, your Subway sounds like... Do you own the franchise?
Yeah, I don't have that. I just work here.
You just talk there?
He works there.
Work there.
There.
Okay.
I mean, you've never put your feet up on the counter, right? That's a big no-no.
You don't put your gross feet up on the counter, the preparation table, do you?
Do you ever take your shoes off at work?
Bless you.
Hello?
I think he sneezed.
Hello?
Seems like Subway would have informed you about there's a pretty major PR thing that's working against Subway right now.
Wait, don't hang up.
See there? Oh. I mean, when I order a footlong, I don't want a literal footlong. No, go. Oh, my God. Tom, did you legitimately laugh at that?
Sounds like you guys are getting back on your feet over there.
Sounds like something was afoot.
Sir? Hello?
Hello?
I'd like to order some food.
Yellow. Is Mrs. Kirkus there?
Does your mom ever help close?
That's a better question. Okay, Brandon, how many queer catches?
Is he still there?
Hello?
Are you molesting yourself?
Hello? Okay, he obviously did not know the story. It's not. I would think Subway would have informed their people that there's something going on.
Check,
I'm not going to blame
email.
Him for it.
I'm sure there's an email, a memo.
Brandon, how many career receptions did Circus Kirkus had?
Career, I would say 24.
How many with the Lions?
How many with the Lions? Probably 8.
Okay, with Detroit in 2003, he had 3 catches for 53 yards.
Nice.
Okay.
17.7 yard average. The following season, he had, he's in 5 games the first year. The second year, he was in 7 games. By the way, his number changed from 11 to 87
right.
The second year. He caught 3 balls for 68 yards and a touchdown.
Yes.
With a long of 50.
Yeah, from Joey Harrington.
Then he went to Denver in 2006. He just skipped 2005. He and his mom worked at a Subway.
I think he did might have worked at a Subway in between.
Really?
I think he did.
Did his mom help?
I think it was like maybe one of his girlfriends.
Okay.
Family owned one.
He caught 9 balls in 16 games for 187 yards, a 20.8 yard average.
Yeah.
His career average is 20.5 yards a catch.
Hell yeah. Dude.
Sign him up.
Dude, he was so fast, so quick.
My only problem with him is he was targeted 49 times and only caught 15 balls.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's a little disappointing.
Double coverage.
He couldn't get open.
Triple coverage.
Double coverage.
He lit it up in high school and in college, and I think he was the player of the game for
where'd
the college
Grand Valley?
Bowl. Yeah.
Let's see his Grand Valley says. I heard his mom was on the sidelines helping him at the game.
Well, I mean, she was supportive.
He had kickoff returns for Denver, too.
Yeah.
He had 2 returns for 38 yards for a 19-yard average. He had 6 punt returns for a 14.3-yard average. With these big averages, why didn't Kirkus play more?
Dude, fantastic athlete.
It's one of the great untold stories in professional football history.
It David might be a 30 Kirkus. For 30 on him.
Right.
Is he the best player from Imlay City?
It's between him and Rich Granata. Yeah, Rick Granata. But probably Kirkus, because Kirkus went pro. And
what happened to Granata?
I think once he went to college, it didn't last. But he was a running back the year he took Imlay City to the state finals.
Is that 93? 92.
I think so. 92 or 93. Maybe. I was in, third grade, I think.
You looked up to him, huh?
Okay, well, yeah. was there someone else we wanted to call after Subway?
We wanted to play the Gillette.
Yes.
Oh, the Gillette commercial.
Commercial,
okay.
Yeah.
I think it's important.
They're trying to shed the best a man can get slogan.
Well, the toxic masculinity. They're trying to put a stamp on it. None of us know how to behave. So Gillette is going to help us turn our behavior around.
Now they're.
That's what bothers
me.
Oh,
my God. He's so deep.
The line
Gillette out. Apparently trying to line themselves up with the Me Too movement by giving us a little PC advice.
Their new line is the best men can be. And apparently that includes using Gillette.
The Me Too movement against sexual harassment.
Toxic masculinity.
Is this the best a man can get?
I don't know. I don't know much about those people.
These are people running after people, bullying them.
We can't hide from it. Sexual harassment is taking over. It's been going on far too long.
That party looks fun.
We can't laugh it off.
Who's the daddy?
What I actually think she's trying to say.
Making the same old
mansplaining
excuses.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
But something finally changed.
Allegations.
Yeah, we all think exactly the same.
And there will be no going back. Because we believe in the best in men.
Men need to hold other men accountable.
Smile, sweetie.
That was Terry Crews.
Come on.
To say the right thing. To act the right way.
Bro, not cool.
Oh, man, don't look at that
hot
chick.
Some already are.
Hey, people are going to look at hot girls, sorry. And if we're not supposed to, why is there Instagram with hot chicks doing selfies having millions of followers? Why'd you do an ad talking to Instagram, you fuck faces?
But some is not enough.
It's not how we treat each other, okay? Okay.
Because the boys watching today will be the men of tomorrow.
Matt Shepard on Channel 4, by the way. You want to back that up, see if he repeats himself? See if he gave us a unique interview?
Come on.
I like Matt. I'm half kidding.
Broadcast job to open up, but then nobody else did.
Matt, what do you think?
Way
think
back and gone.
That is until this past September, when Rod Allen and Mario Empemba got into a physical disagreement after a broadcast, and both got fired.
The chair.
Not the way you want to get an opportunity, but a broadcaster's dream job for Matt Shepard.
This is a dream come true. This is something I've always wanted my entire life. Yeah. It is something that was set as a goal for me. And it's not just because it's baseball, my favorite sport. It's not just because it's the Tigers, my favorite team, but it's because it's here in my state and my city.
Matt will be joined at various times by three familiar former Tigers.
Unique.
Kirk Gibson, Jack Morris, and Dan Petrie as color analysts.
The fortunate thing for me, Steve, is they are such pros. They are so prepared. You know, sometimes you have analysts who think, well, I played the game. The game will just come to me and I'll just talk about it. These guys come in really well prepared.
This is a time when Matt needed some good news. Recently, his wife and young son were involved in a serious car accident.
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
And both, thankfully, are on the road to recovery.
Okay, that's good enough.
She's doing a lot better because she is incredibly strong. She is tough as nails. She's getting better every single day. She's rehabbing. She actually gave me a honey-do list today, which tells me, listen, I mean, she's getting back to normal, right?
By the way, if you're already thinking spring, the Tigers open up spring training in about a month. I'm Steve Garagiola.
Right, Drew. He did not get an invite.
Wow.
No, he didn't. No, I'm happy for Matt. Matt's one of those guys who's worked hard for a long time, and what do you know? He's in the right place at the right time.
Amen.
And good for him. Now, back to Gillette, you fuckers.
Back to that. Right there.
Cocksuckers. How dare you?
Are you going to Schick?
It had,
yes.
Are you going to Schick?
I'm going to Schick. Is Schick still around?
Yeah.
Bic?
In 48 hours,
Bic,
it had 2 million.
Barbasol.
It had 2 million views on YouTube. It currently has 23,000 likes from a story earlier. 23,000 likes and 214,000 dislikes.
Oh, you know what? You want to know the updated numbers?
Yes, please.
So it's got 142,000 upvotes. So that's good.
I really like it. That's good.
445,000
downloads. I'm pissed they have more likes than us.
6.5 million views.
The only thing that would have made it worse is if they hired Kylie Jenner to be their spokesperson.
What's the word, Drew, that you're supposed to be? What's Kylie Jenner?
An influencer?
You got to be more of an influencer.
I guess so. No.
Here's the
response. At least I'm on the right side of Gillette. Fuck you, Gillette. Fuck you. Fuck you.
In response to the backlash, they sent an email to CNBC that says,
this is going
to
piss me off. I can tell already.
We expect debate, discussion.
No. We're not debating your fucking commercial. Fuck you.
And by the way,
this has been debated.
Why does a brand get to set the debate?
How dare you?
That's what I think is.
Sell your fucking shavers, you idiots.
Make a good razor. We'll decide if it's good enough.
You want to fix the world, fix the world. If you want to sell razors, sell razors. You're not going to do both. You're not going to do either now. Fuck you. Your razors are done.
This might work to my advantage. Gillette, you know, being with the Patriots and everything, maybe the Patriots will run into a little bit of bad luck this weekend.
But they're not.
I know it's not a sports podcast.
Wasn't Patriots. It the previous owner?
Well, they do play in Gillette Stadium.
God takes, write it down.
Who was the owner that had that on Gillette? He had the commercial of.
Oh, yeah.
I'm shaving.
Oh, God.
Oh, he's got a goofy name.
Yeah, it's really funny.
Just Google previous. Wait.
Well, they're owned by, what, Procter and Gamble now.
Right.
Right.
Full disclosure, I own the stock in Procter.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
We expect debate. Discussion is necessary. Thank you, Corporate Brand, for telling us that.
Coleman Mockler or Ronald Perelman?
Ron Perelman. Perelman. Is that who it was?
No. Victor Kiam.
There you go.
Victor Kiam.
Hey, what about their Me Too with Zeke Mowat?
Yeah.
What did Zeke do?
Pulled his dick out in the locker room for that female reporter.
He got the Giants in the playoffs back in the early 80s.
Tom Segura.
All right, you want the rest of their reaction?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, we expected debate. Discussion is necessary for every...
We're not having a discussion because of you.
For every negative reaction, we've seen many positive reactions.
Oh, shut up.
Actually, you haven't.
Who are these kiss asses? I want to see the pile of people who thumbs up that commercial. I want to drop a fucking bomb on them and see if we lose anything. We will lose nothing.
Hold on. We have a friend of the show that endorsed this commercial highly.
Who?
Huh?
Jeff Perelman.
Well, I'm sorry, the bomb's going to take Jeff out too.
Writes all those great books. I love this commercial. He says, I really, really love this commercial.
I'm very confused by that.
The problem.
I'm sorry he's going to go out with the bomb.
You can't take him out.
I don't want to take him out. But you know, I just want to see how much we lose by losing that group of people because I think they're very soft.
I mean, isn't the issue? Well, there's two things here. Number one, that it's a brand telling us how to live. Which is really fucking insulting.
Not only that.
You're not a thing.
Most of us know how to live.
That's the other
part.
We
know how to treat people. Do something to reach the crazy people.
Yeah.
Send messages to all the people who've been Me Too'd and sign it Gillette. If you're so worried, talk to the people. Fuck you. I don't need to be lectured by some asshole brand trying to sell razors.
Imagine lecturing.
They don't give a shit either. They dreamed this up to sell razors.
That's
this is not because they're so worried about women.
That's all. It's not woke. It's about razors.
You have your Gillettes upstairs?
I don't believe I do.
If you do, I want to see you throw them out tonight.
I will.
Okay.
And then film it and put it on your...
Instagram influencer page. People are boycotting Gillette.
Be an influencer. Yeah. Be a razor influencer.
Put a video of you shaving your pubes with it up there, or your butthole. That's even better. This is why I think of you, Gillette. I'm shaving my butthole with your stupid razors. Next thing you know, you cut it and you're just bleeding from your anus.
Well, that sounds lovely.
That's my influencer reaction video.
I guess eventually we'll all think the right way. We'll all only think one way. Well, that sounds a lot like Nazi Germany, doesn't it? Everyone thinking one way. No dissension whatsoever.
What about the Gillette game of the week back in the 60s and 70s? Are you turning your back on that?
You're right, I am.
Tom Segura.
Believe it or not, there's more of their reaction email.
Okay.
For every negative reaction, we've seen many positive reactions. People calling the effort courageous, timely, smart, and much needed.
Oh, shut up. It's not timely. It's late.
It's about a year too late.
Good God. Who are these ass kissers?
I'm not even going to make it through this next sentence because the beginning of it's going to set you off. At the end of the day.
Oh.
Wow.
Sparking conversation is what matters. Really? So if your stock price were to plummet.
Oh, so I guess selling razors doesn't even come into the equation.
Mark, you better sell quick.
It's okay, though, because they started.
I'm selling any Gillette stock I have because they're too worried about this to take care of their company.
Could you imagine an earnings call? Hey, conversation's what matters.
Can you see what their stock did today?
Oh, yeah. This gets people to pay attention to the topic and encourages them to consider taking action to make a difference. The end. I'll tell you in a second. Hang on. What a joke.
Poor Procter & Gamble.
Procter & Gamble, I was actually up almost a full percent.
Hey, just like...
their brilliant message.
Just like Nike when they did the Kaepernick thing.
What did the market do today?
I don't know if they're part of the Dow. The Dow was only up 6.65%, but the S&P was up over a full. So, that's a big corporation with lots of products, so I'm not surprised they would mimic.
Miss, what are you doing with the square?
Amazon had a good day, by the way, so Bezos is doing fine.
He's pumped.
Is that a SquarePants sticker that you're putting on your phone?
Zero. I'm going to take them and put them on my desk.
SpongeBob SquarePants?
Yeah.
What, you're taking Brandon's sticker?
Yeah.
You can have
brought those down to decorate the basement.
I know, but then I asked Joey. Joey allowed me to have this.
I don't think we're going to put the SpongeBob one anywhere around.
I don't think Joe has the authority to give you that SpongeBob SquarePants sticker.
There's another SpongeBob in here.
You can have all the
If there's doubles, you can just take anything?
Tom Brandon? Just take it anyway.
What if he has $200 bills?
Well, I wouldn't help myself to that. Like people help themselves to my Drewware upstairs.
Your what?
Oh. My Drewware.
Is that what it's called?
What's Drew?
Our merchandise.
Oh, our merchandise.
I set aside Tom's merchandise.
Every time you set aside something for me, I get like one of the three or four things.
I know. I don't know why.
Wait, are you saying that you've never taken any Drewware that wasn't yours?
No. Why? How could I? How could
I? Don't know. There's some boxes up there that are missing some stuff.
I do that.
I don't know.
Why would I do that? Anything I do right in front of you.
The SpongeBob sticker's going where?
They're gonna go on my desk. It's not.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
And you get approval for that, or are they pretty much pleased with everything you put on there? Are they looking forward to having a SpongeBob SquarePants sticker on one of their desks?
Well, I don't really stick it on. I just put tape on the back, so I don't. You know.
That's why.
So you don't ruin the sticker, so you can take it when you leave.
I can take it when I leave. It's not like it's the fathead quality that you can just take off easy.
Have you stuck anything on your desk?
No. Oh yeah, I have.
What'd you stick on there?
The Drew and Mike podcast.
Oh, okay. Nice. Okay. Well, they'll be delighted with that, no matter what.
I have that on the glass.
NMW.
Thank you.
I hope they have a razor blade there for when you.
Hey, have you guys watched the True Detective at all? The
love
new
it.
One?
Yeah. Love it. Yeah. Phenomenal.
I thought it was really good.
You went all through it already?
Well, the first two episodes.
First two. I'm on the first one.
No, the first season was phenomenal. I can't recommend it enough. The second season did take a dip.
It was okay.
I enjoyed the second season.
But it didn't have that whodunit feel like the first one did. Well, this new season, definitely right out of the gate, you're like.
Well,
okay.
I love. How do you pronounce his first name? Mersh?
Muhammad's son. Ali. His last name's Ali. The guy from The Green Book.
Yeah, he's terrific.
Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce
it. And from Netflix, and from Kevin Spacey's political
Dorf.
Drama.
Dorf is in it, too.
Yeah, Stephen Dorff. Drew, have you ever thought, like, what's Stephen Dorff up to?
Stephen Dorff from?
From the early 90s?
What was he in?
Was he in Empire Records? Is that one of his movies?
I don't think so. Wasn't he in Blue cigarette commercials?
I was just going to say that, Brandon. Last thing I remember him doing with the e-cig commercials.
Is he the partner?
Still around.
Yeah, and he's fucking great in it.
Yeah. He was in Blade. He was the bad guy in Blade.
Steve the Dorf Dorfman.
Yeah, the Dorf Dorfman.
You know, we have not begun to even talk about Bezos today.
Oh, wow.
And somebody sent me an email, and I was really upset by it. They said, hey, have you really looked at Bezos lately? He's more buff than you are.
Wow.
I watch Facebook Live. And I was like, wow, Bezos, his guns do look buffer. He's gotten more out of his guns than I have in the 6 months or how long I've been working out since May. And I feel challenged to become more buff than Bezos.
Well,
I'm pissed about that.
Yeah, but he can.
He's trying to show off in front of this new girl that goes for every single guy. How many boyfriends has she had?
Lots of football players.
Yep.
Ooh. I think Bezos has more time than you.
He's paying somebody specifically to give him a regimen.
I don't know. I'm not happy
Frankly,
about that.
Frankly, I bet you he takes meetings while he's working out. Just so
probably
people can
does.
Watch him work out.
He's definitely
probably forced. He probably forced somebody has to meet with to be. He probably forced all people he has meetings with to become trainers.
I think he's on
cool
some juice. I think he's on
that?
Some juice too.
He also forces them to do holy hell push-ups.
You must be a certified trainer to have a business meeting with me.
I need three pints of your blood.
Yeah. You got to be under 30 to offer pints of your blood.
Fuck, he's so weird. Yeah,
blood boys all over the place. Anthony
look
Miller.
Look at that old picture of him go up. Look at that weenie.
See, I know I'm buffer than him then.
Oh, yeah. But now
let's
see. Now look at the next one.
Yeah. Oh, and he's wearing a vest, of course.
Oh.
God, maybe vests make you look more buff. I guess I got to get some vests.
The Hooters vest.
Yeah, the Hooters vest. That's been missing for so long.
Never made the move.
I bet you the same people that took my Drewware might have taken that.
Yeah.
No, I think I have an idea where the Hooters vest.
What?
You know.
No, I don't.
You really don't?
No, I don't.
It ended up in the house that I shared with Walters and the other guy, and it just never made the move out of the house, and I think it just stayed there.
It got thrown out? It was
I
left
behind?
I don't know
if it got thrown out, but it got left behind. It's probably somewhere in Oak Park by now.
Oh, boy.
That's where that house was.
Strangely amazing to me that Hooters sold a vest, that people bought
they still
Hooters vests. I wonder if they do. Search on Hooters vests.
Is there Hooters around?
Yeah, there's one on
Roseville
14
isn't
mile. Yeah.
Oh, that was a giant
probably
one.
Probably kill
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
That's a good one still. I haven't been there in a while, though.
I still remember that there was a there was a divorce where someone was the wife was complaining that the husband always took the son to Hooters. Yeah. At like a 6-year-old and a 6-year-old who lived at Hooters.
What's wrong with that?
But anyway, Anthony Miller, the wide receiver for the Chargers, right?
Bears,
he's a good ball player.
He's played for the Broncos. I think he's played for a bunch of teams.
Wasn't he big time?
He was okay.
Well, anyway, he started bagging Lauren Sanchez. He was giving it to her. She was doing stuff for the Super Bowl, I guess, and he somehow came into her orbit, and so he starts banging her. And then he said, of course, as soon as he took an interest in her, a whole bunch of other football players just were boners, just, you know, like a divining rod.
Boing.
Nice.
And anyway, he ended up fighting them off, and they got engaged.
It was tiring.
I'm here for the gangbang.
And then he said that he one day read her diary after they got engaged and found out that she had some other guys and added that she gets around.
Oh, boy. How dare he look in her diary?
That is kind of shitty.
He's probably glad he did now.
Why is she writing that stuff in her diary?
He also said that she made a lot of money, but she was very cheap.
And
she wanted me to pay for everything. And also that she kept the engagement ring when he dumped her for fucking around on him.
Now she has a kid with Tony Gonzalez.
Yeah.
She does?
Yeah.
Can you believe Jeff Bezos is the replacement dick for Tony Gonzalez?
Tony Gonzalez.
Good luck with that, Bezos.
Imagine him playing catch with that kid in the backyard. Kid throws harder than him.
Bezos. Tony Gonzalez.
Tony Gonzalez, what, he's 6'4"?
He's a beast.
He's an absolute beast.
One of the best athletes of all time. He's 10 inches taller than Bezos.
I think Bezos. I bet you she didn't share his text.
I wonder if Tony's going to give him any advice.
I would never accept sloppy seconds after Tony Gonzalez. I'm thinking, there's no way I can't follow that guy.
Oh, well, Bezos, we know he's hung, so.
Well, he thinks that's going to. I don't know, Bezos.
Probably wraps money around his penis to make it thicker.
That's a good idea.
I mean, that's really why she's banging him anyway.
How many million is he worth? 100? 100 billion, I mean?
140 billion.
140.
135.
How much is his wife going to get?
A lot.
Half?
Half of it.
He's in a community property state. They got married in Washington.
Boy, I hope this girl's worth it.
I don't think she's
hot. No, I think
she's not. She's got a weird mouth.
He needs to lose her. She's fucking sharing his texts and his dick pics and his topless pictures.
What did Gonzalez do to that mouth?
Good question.
She's been worked on.
I looked at some old pictures of her. It doesn't look that bad.
The mouth?
Yeah.
I don't know. That smile's weird now.
Who does she remind you
Maybe
of?
Maybe Gonzalez did do something.
Yeah. I mean,
she reminds me of, I think, Lisa
way
Lisa.
With her face.
Remember Lisa? And the Cult Jam?
Not really.
I do now that you added the Cult Jam to it,
She reminds me of her.
In the 80s?
This chick, Bezos could have lots of chicks. I don't know. I feel like she has violated him so badly, I don't know how he could stay with this chick.
There she is. There's Lisa.
She does not look like her, though.
Look at that couple. Doesn't
look
somebody
weird? Else, then.
The picture of the two of them with her ex is the weirdest one.
Yeah, he could do better than her.
He could do better. I agree.
He digs her.
But mostly because she's a climber, and she's basically made a fool out of him.
So she got a bunch of money from Gonzalez. And
had another actor husband of hers.
Then, her manager husband.
Her current husband has a $400 million net worth.
Yeah. Wow. But now she's going for the billions.
He's like a turd compared to Bezos. $400 million.
Yeah, he's a pauper.
Yeah.
Except she bragged that she could get anything she wanted. She went shopping, spent $12,000 on shoes, and her friend said, "Oh, wow, that's a lot of money to spend." She's like, let me call him, see what he says.
Shoes.
And he's like, whatever.
Wow. Can you imagine?
And she said, "I got him wrapped around my finger," or something like that.
Did you read this full interview with Anthony Miller from the Sun paper?
Yeah, I did. It was
hilarious.
Torches
her.
Did you read the part where, this is the part I liked. Let's see. "You tell him to call me. I'll talk to him. I won't tell you what I'm going to say, but he should call me."
I think he should call him.
He probably wants to ask Bezos for a job.
That's classic.
"All right, I'll give you the lowdown, but I want something in return."
And Bezos go, "Okay, yeah, no, I got a cool warehouse job for you.
I want Prime. I want Prime for 5 years for free."
Prime.
He obviously thinks women are only good for massage and making him food.
What?
Oh, yeah, he said something about that she was nice to come home to. She's apparently a good cook, and she gave a nice massage. That's so, of nice. Course, people went, oh, he's so sexist!
Why
women are about cooking and giving massages.
Why is that sexist? Sometimes women cook and sometimes they give massages.
He's giving her credit for it. I mean, what's wrong with that?
It'd be sexist if he goes, that bitch didn't cook for me or give me a massage like she's supposed to.
He didn't say that she cooked like she's supposed to, stupid bitch.
Yes, back in that kitchen, you got some cooking to do, Sanchez.
Did you see Rihanna is suing her father?
Yeah. Yeah,
for that's a lovely story.
Using her name?
Well, he started a company, and I don't know how she can sue him for using the name he gave her, but he booked her on a $15 million tour without asking her.
Yeah, oops.
In Latin America and the Staples Center and the T-Mobile Center in Vegas, all have apparently booked Rihanna concerts with her father that she knew nothing about. She'd probably got gigs the same night somewhere else.
He's like, yeah, she could do it.
Hey, she can get on a Learjet and get over there and do the second show. She can suck it up.
Fine.
What the fuck is that? How much is she suing him for?
I don't know. I think it's one of those things to C&D, among other things.
Yeah.
Plane
fare, probably.
Apparently, he's a crackhead.
Oh, cool.
She sent him to rehab in Malibu for $58,000. And then they had to kick him off. He went on tours like, oh, man, my daughter's made it big. Can I come on tour? And he goes on tour, and he gets so bombed, they throw him off the tour. Twice he's been thrown off tours for being too drunk.
I'm on her side, totally. What a loser.
Who would accept this guy's bookings?
I wondered about that myself.
That's like my daughter booking, booking.
Well, you're a dad, and you're booking her shows. You'd think she'd get a real professional company or something.
Oh, no, my kid could be there.
Look, I control my daughter. You want the show? You have the show. I'll give it to you for $400,000. How's that?
Really? That's it? That's half of what you usually charge. I mean, $600,000.
They included some of the numbers in there. And honestly, I looked at the numbers and I went, that's all it cost to book Rihanna? Really?
$400,000?
I think one of them. I forgot the numbers, but that seemed low to me.
That seemed, you don't think that?
Couldn't she sell out any arena?
Yeah.
I think these guys make a million a show.
Tired, Tom?
Sleepy fella?
That's a big, loud yawn. Sorry.
And then there is, of course, the the Kathy Griffin, Don Cheadle Twitter battle, which is so ridiculous.
Yeah, can you explain this? I saw the story and I just kind of flew by it.
It involves...
She wants an apology.
Somebody, when Kathy Griffin had the Trump bloody Trump head, someone had tweeted that she voted for Trump, and Don Cheadle responded back, she didn't. She hates him. That picture, though, what was she doing?
Yeah.
And she's been livid about that he questioned the picture.
Oh, get over it.
And she tweets, you know it was a fucking smear, and you've never taken a moment to apologize. Some liberal you are. Yes, my memory is long, my friend. Shame on you. Fear me! Fear me? That's a threat, isn't it?
Wow.
His response was, huh? I don't think he even remembered.
These are adults.
she responded to that, you of all people, just another movie star phony. You really had a problem with my photo? You don't know a smear campaign from the Oval Office?
Also, bye.
You didn't need to know anything about the Oval Office, the tabloids, Twitter. If you saw the picture, you could simply say, I don't know if I think that's such a great idea. And I think it was pretty universal that people thought it was a bad idea, including Secret Service.
Well, she lost a lot of gigs because of it.
It was stupid.
By the way, what a nice picture that is. Look at that.
I mean, she was trying to say that she was being artsy or whatever, but it was, first of all, you're a funny person. Why do you want to be, I don't really understand why Kathy Griffin, and I generally like her.
Yeah, I like her.
She's taken
it. She can be funny. She needs to stop doing Twitter, though.
Yeah, I feel like social media has taken a lot of people on a really bad turn. First of all, when you know these people, let's talk about brands for a moment.
That highlight, though. That fucking highlight, though.
That's a strong brand.
When you know Judd Apatow for one thing, and you love it.
Yeah.
When you know Kathy Griffin for one thing, and you love it, and she is very likable. I think there's so many cool things about her, but all of a sudden she seems like this angry, crazed bitch. Mm-hmm. And I never wanted to really think much more about her than I already did. It was pretty good. And Judd Apatow, I love Judd Apatow. We interviewed him. He was a great interview. Now he seems like he's the morality police.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
He's in comedy, too.
Yeah.
He had edgy movies. What is this?
I don't understand it. You would think he'd have better ways to fill his time, but apparently not.
Yeah, these people seem not so busy.
But you would think they would have more depth to what they're showing online, too.
Jeff Perlman. I like Jeff Perlman. We love his books. He's a great interview. He writes fantastic books. I don't know why he wants to throw himself in this Gillette thing, although he's being positive.
I guess.
Yeah,
that's what his brand really is about. Positivity.
It doesn't really matter to me. I don't care that Jeff Perlman liked it. I'm not mad at him.
I think it's more funny the people that are really outraged by it and have to, you know.
Like me!
Well, that's different, though. That's your opinion. I think most people would have an opinion on it, but to... I don't know.
I really think
shave your butthole with a razor because you're angry about it.
You can't bleed.
I think it really is stupid. I just don't agree. I don't understand. Well, you know what really outrages me is that I know they don't mean it. They're not serious. There aren't people walking around Gillette going, we've got to do something about this Me Too thing. We've got to do something.
We've got to start a conversation.
No, their ad agency sat down and said, well, what if we can, you had these really macho commercials for so long. What if we acted like we care about the Me Too movement and donate a little money and do a commercial and fail?
Yep.
No, you should just be selling your razors. Don't tell us how to live. We have enough people telling us how to live and what to say and what not to say. I mean, honestly, have we ever had more people telling us what to do than now?
Yeah, we don't need it from a brand.
Wait for the Super Bowl. Let's see what pops out during the Super Bowl.
No, Tom, you're right.
Yeah.
You know, when I saw the story about it this morning, I thought to myself, you know, I really believe people aren't going to like this. But I bet we're going to hear that they do like it. But it's interesting. It's so disliked, they can't even pretend it's liked.
Yeah.
They have to say, well, the spark of conversation. Really? We really want to spark a conversation.
Well, imagine taking any other group and telling them that
start
you need,
talking,
breaking
you need
the to behave
start
better.
Talking.
Can you imagine an ad that's like... baby boomers, you need to behave better, or black people, you need to behave better, or anything.
Yeah, no, that's
gay people,
you need to behave better.
It's easy to attack.
And I think it's offensive as hell. And, you know, I look at that that poor meteorologist that fucked up on Martin Luther King Day.
Yeah.
And the management really suggesting that he just threw out a racial slur and he doesn't realize how horrible this is. And we've got to redouble our efforts with our staff to make sure they understand this. So, you know, those people are going to get training. They're probably going to have sensitivity training at that TV station. Well, do you think they're going to understand better that you shouldn't say that word on the air about Martin Luther King? I mean, I think they all understood that, and I think he understood that too. But they're going to probably be more pissed off than anything.
Yeah.
So does that really do anything? Does that help somebody? I don't think it does.
I think the best response to the Gillette thing so far has been Dollar Shave Club. You know, who's taking a big chunk of the market.
Yeah.
Did you see what they did?
What did they do?
They just tweeted out, welcome to the club, which is smart of them. In other words, here we are. We sell razors, too. You can be whoever you want. Just, you know, fuck Gillette, basically. Well, Gillette is not inventing anything new here. Taking something seen as a dominant issue of the moment and weighing in. They know they're going to alienate some, so they're making a decision on who they are appealing to. Millennials care if a company does good. They're doing their homework. These are all, you know, advertising geniuses. Because, of course, they love the ad.
They love the ad, really. Who are these people that have nothing better to do than love an ad about toxic masculinity? I don't even know if I believe them.
A 2015 report.
They're still shaving in the commercial.
Found that more than 9 in 10
for Kraft.
More than 9 in 10 millennials would switch brands to one associated with a cause.
You know, do you believe that? I don't think I don't know if I believe. I think more of millennials than that. If millennials really,
because
do millennials really believe that the brand really cares? Do they really? Are they that naive? They can't be that naive.
They cannot be that naive. I'm sure they answered it.
Brandon,
I could.
Brandon,
I could see them answering it that way.
Are you switching brands over a brand believing in a cause?
Brandon doesn't shave.
No, I really don't.
He's good.
Joe, would you? You're a millennial. No. That was a quick answer. You don't suffer fools greatly.
Yeah, he's got a pretty cynical mom,
Joe
too.
Joe goes whatever's on sale. That's what he's buying.
62% of millennials are willing to take a pay cut to work for a responsible company.
Oh, okay. Bull. I don't believe that
shit.
Either.
Yeah.
That I believe even less.
Yeah.
How many people did they ask about that?
Well, you know,
I think they answered that way because maybe they think that's what they're supposed to do.
You know, the horrible baby boomers were often criticized, especially during the 80s, because they believed they wanted to change the world. And then by the mid 80s, they were driving BMWs.
Oh, yeah.
And they were dinks, dual income, whatever.
Dual whatever. Income, no kids.
There you go. Yeah. And they were buying expensive houses, doing blanket
money. Oh,
well,
excuse me for being a fucking businessman.
And I suspect that the young millennials will, at some point, they also will decide. And do I blame them one bit? You know what? I have kids. I want to push my kids forward like my parents did, and I want to get a nice place, and I want to drive a nice car. And is there something wrong with that?
No.
Mm-mm.
I mean, you can still want all these things, but it's pretty hard for these stupid brands who are so about positivity.
I'm just glad.
You didn't change anything. Fuck you.
I'm just glad I'm a Gen Xer because everything's just so cynical. You know,
Gen X seems
we
to
don't
have,
care, whatever.
Seems to be pretty chill.
Whatever. Everything sucks. We suck.
But, you know, one thing I didn't like about the fire.
Gen X are always, they always
we're
get
slackers.
Away with it. They always
what are you
get
talking
away.
About? We're slackers.
No, millennials take the brunt of things. Gen Z is about to take the brunt of things. Baby boomers are getting, you know, that people are responding to
greatest
them.
Generation.
We're the best.
But Gen Z, excuse me, Gen X.
Yeah, rules.
They're the parents of these Gen Z.
Yeah, we don't
they're
care.
The one,
yeah!
They're the one turning these kids into what they are. It's all your fault.
No, it's not. We don't care. We're letting society raise them.
All your fault.
Because we know it's a lost cause.
You're the sensitive ones.
No, what? Gen X is not sensitive.
You are the let me speak
bullshit.
To your manager generation.
No way.
I have to say, the Fyre Festival documentary is not flattering to millennials at all. And I felt bad because you're talking about 20,000 idiots.
I know.
Blankets.
And you know,
well, idiots that have money to throw away.
They did get sucked in. And that's one thing that annoyed me was this idea that, fuck those rich kids.
Yeah, it's still,
they feel bad for them. They got screwed. I mean, they were promised a concert. Nobody did anything. That's kind of disturbing, isn't it, that no one really did anything? Now, the guy that started the Twitter account, Fyre Fraud.
Yeah.
He was trying to tell people.
Yeah.
There were other people trying to tell people, but Fyre Festival was keeping their employees stay off Twitter and
blocking.
And when
people,
the word
too.
Started getting out, they were blocking people from saying certain things on their site. Was it on their site?
On their social media, you can put in buzzwords to block. Like
yeah.
If someone puts it
so
up
they were
there.
Blocking anything about cancellation or.
The fair part about that, that asshole Grant made the guy type him in caps, too, because he didn't think it was case sensitive.
Case sensitive. That was incredible.
It's really.
That was really incredible.
Yeah.
Those assholes, they knew that thing was going to happen. And there was a, you know, Comcast was ready to invest $90 million
yep.
in that Fyre app or whatever. And
I got to say, maybe I'd be suckered into investing with them. The app actually sounds like a good idea.
It probably was a good idea, but no more money for him. He can't handle money.
No internet.
No internet.
Yeah, no internet.
Thank you.
Yeah, no more bottle service for him either.
Oh, God, bottle service. The guy from Fyre Fraud contacted Comcast and said, look, you need to look very carefully at investing with this guy. I don't know, how did he know all this stuff? But he did. And he said, please, if you're going to invest with Billy McFarland, don't do it till after Fyre Festival, because he knew he just needed money to keep that thing going. But he never would have gotten that thing off the ground in April anyway. There was no way. They didn't have the infrastructure.
I think that Fyre Fraud guy, he knew people that knew him, first of all, and that have dealt with him in the past. So his bullshit, you know, radar was really raised. And then he started looking into this stuff. He says, there's no way he can do any of this.
The people at Zuma knew that.
Yeah.
The bartender knew that.
Yeah, but they don't. You're talking about a bartender in the Bahamas as opposed to an investment guy in New York.
But he knows there's gravel beaches.
Yeah.
He knows there's no infrastructure.
But it's
how are you going to do all this? Yeah. It was ludicrous.
See what a little homework would do?
The two agencies that were promoting it, they walked out of the meeting in, what was that, December or November? It was like 6 months away.
Yeah.
And
they
said,
pushed it.
This can't possibly happen, can it? But they kind of were like, well, what are we going to do, turn down the money? Well, yeah, you might have thought about turning down the money, because now the one Jerry Media, destroyed by this thing, they can't survive that. They didn't.
Well, they're still out there. They still have some clients.
Not as Jerry Media. I thought they said Jerry Media was over.
Oh, is it? I mean, their website's up there.
Is it?
No, Brandon wouldn't let me watch the last 10 minutes.
Well, we had to start the show.
Well, he's stained by it. I don't know. It is really interesting, all the people. I'm shocked all the people that worked for this Billy McFarland were so willing to keep trying to put tents up and get mattresses.
Yeah.
And
well, that,
there's
yeah.
no bathrooms. There's supposed to be luxury bathrooms. We'll order porta-potties. And they start shipping porta-potties. And they're shipping stuff in on Amazon, which is costing them out the ass. They're already they're already behind on money because they pay all these media influencers.
How come you didn't get Bezos to chip in as an investor?
Not sure Bezos would have fallen for this one. They paid all these models $250,000. They rented them these giant villas.
Maybe Bezos would fall for it then.
Might have.
Maybe.
Could have found his next wife.
He's flying around on private jets all over the place. They're spending money like crazy, and then they don't have any money left. This guy's always paying off the last people. They don't have any money left for this luxury experience. What kind of tents were these people supposed to be staying in, by the way? They had FEMA tents set up and not enough. So they get there. I don't know. I can't believe no one could stop this thing. No one could say, don't come. There aren't enough tents. There aren't enough porta-johns. There's no food. There's nothing.
Well, that's the irony. Some people did on social media. Remember, the last couple flights never made it in because people were like, eh.
Well, people were there, though.
Yeah.
People were there observing it and posting. But how did they ever get there? How did they ever... Blink-182 had already said they weren't playing.
Yeah.
Did the other artists still were going to play? I mean, they were like on their way there
to
play?
No artists showed up, though, did they?
No, I don't think so.
Except for Ja Rule.
So, what, he was just going to have 20,000 people show up there and...
Yeah. Hey, and Billy lives in the gravel, man. He'll figure it out.
I like that's him standing on a box telling people what to do.
Well, yeah, what that was, the one guy who's working, it's like, okay, we actually had a system down. We were finding people their tents. We were entering the thing.
Right, their tents, so they could stay overnight and then not have a concert.
Yeah, but his job was...
In a non-luxury tent with porta-johns and shitty food. A non-luxury event.
It was
supposed to be a luxury event.
He was focused on... getting people in their tents. That was his job. And he was doing a good job, he said, until Billy McFarland just decided to stand on a table and go, just go pick any tent you want.
They didn't even know how to get the luggage to the proper people. They were just, their shit was just in
the
trucks.
They lost the key box.
That's right.
Eventually, festival goers just went in the trucks and started throwing the luggage out, and people just went,
that's mine.
They had no system for anything.
His most genius scam in the whole thing had to be when he did get a loan. I want to say it was like a $3 million loan. But it had an incredibly high interest rate, and he needed to pay a half.
120%.
Wow.
That's right. That was the max. That was the max end of the... But he had to pay a half a million back pretty quick within 2 weeks. So what does he do? He goes, everything spent at the festival is going to be done with your wristband, and we recommend preloading those with 300, so just send us your money now. And they raised the money to pay off the first part of that loan.
Wow.
Because people thought, well, I'm going to be there.
What a genius crook.
Well, that's kind of, you know... a Ponzi scheme. He's getting the money ahead of time.
Well, he also produced a statement that he had $2 million in Facebook stock. He had less than $1,000 in Facebook stock. So he was just a con. Get us out of here, Brandon.
You got it?
You forgot my whole thing.
You forgot
both my segments.
Oh, boy.
All right, we can do it another time.
What's today in soft rock?
Oh, we'll do it another time.
No.
Let's just...
Can we do it quickly?
Do it get it done.
I can do it. I'll just do a couple. How about that?
Well, I got that.
I worked hard on this.
Yeah, Matt did.
Look at how we pivoted.
what happened today in soft rock.
All right, let's start in 1969 where the Beatles' Yellow Submarine was released. And then later that night, Elvis, of course, Elvis Presley released and yelled out, "I'm sorry, Mama." All right.
What date was that?
Well, it was 69.
Was there a date?
No.
There's no date.
This week.
What happened this week?
Okay. I was asking. I was asking because I thought Yellow Submarine was 68, but okay.
I'll have to check my facts next time here.
All right.
All right, we go to 1979. This week in 1979, the Bee Gees' Too Much Heaven and La Freak by Chic were both number one. Speaking of number one, if you're a young lady, and you have a passport, and you have your shots, it's safe to say you're in.
Hey!
Okay.
Well, I got that funny feeling, so please, Tom, tell us what happened today in soft rock.
And we'll skip up to 1991 this week. The Byrds, among others, were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame,
yeah.
Most notably Ike and Tina Turner.
Sweet.
With Turner being the first female to be honored. Ike could not appear because he was currently incarcerated. But I'm sure if he were there, if he'd do anything on stage with Tina, it'd be a hit.
Hey! A big hit.
All right. Man. We'll wrap it up.
Matt does all the writing.
Oh God!
We had a couple of items I didn't get to bring up as well.
Well, go ahead, bring them up. Let's
bring them up. You know, the Super Bowl finally got their act to go on.
Yes,
to go
did.
On. Did you guys talk about that already?
Rule five. Yes,
Rule five with Big Boy and Travis Scott.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Michigan fired their gymnastic consultant.
Is that in the soft rock?
No. These are my things that I forgot.
Oh, okay.
I just wrote
down.
Yeah,
we
already talked about that.
We talked about that too.
The Rams are 6-1 to win next year's Super Bowl.
What?
Next year's Super Bowl odds have been put out on
this podcast, but I still don't understand the odds.
These are the things I'm just running out. The Lions weren't even on the top 20.
Who cares?
Cleveland was 30-1. Kansas City 7-1 was second choice. And we didn't talk about the Bachelorette. Who got canned?
Oh, the Bachelorette. That's true. We can hit the outro.
We did a lot of show prep on upstairs.
I was really disappointed in Miss Alabama. She seemed to me like a total bore. You can hit the outro, Mr. Brennan.
She was a bore.
A total bore. But then he starts making out with her, and all of a sudden he says she came out of her shell, and she started opening up.
I think he came out of his shell.
She started opening her legs is what happened.
Yeah.
And then that little blonde with the brown eyes that he blew out that didn't get a rose, she was so cute. I thought she was adorable. And let's see, what else happened?
Oh, he jumped over the fence.
Oh, the girl with the...
Oh, that was last night?
Yeah, no, they ran a promo. They're like obsessed with that clip.
I know, it's awesome. It was an awesome clip.
It looks so cool doing it, too.
Yeah. It's the coolest thing any bachelor's ever done.
It is, by far. One of the coolest things I've ever seen,
I mean, besides Corinne. That's pretty hot.
And then, let's see. Oh, the girl with the eyebrows... who took him away from someone who was just sitting down with him in her robe to take him upstairs to her bachelorette suite.
She got a rose.
Gave him a back rub. Yeah, gave him a back rub.
Oh, how sexist.
It was pretty rough. The girl was bawling her eyes out about it.
Suppose he wanted her to cook, too.
She got saved, too. She was the last one picked as well, so she survived.
The one who's bawling did manage to stick around.
How many
black chicks did he pick? He picked
four.
Three or four? Yeah, he seems to be very inclusive in his selections.
He does. He likes to spread it around. No question.
I can't remember if the Asian or Arabic chick.
Yeah, she made it. She made it.
She did make it?
Yeah, she made it.
So he's doing the right things. He's inclusive in his choices.
Covering it all. By the way, the Michigan Winter Dog Classic this weekend up in Novi at the...
are we going to end the show with a shout-out?
Is PETA there?
Suburban Collection Showplace.
Sounds like
up there.
Sounds like a shout-out. Who's this for?
Tammy. Tammy wrote this to us. Big fan of the show.
It's also a shout-out, though. Should we hit the shout-out?
Slip it in.
Where do we send that invoice?
What was the event you just played?
All your boy T-Mass ready to step
now
up.
Now he's
to
gone
the
over the outro.
Like it's time for a
shout out.
He sold a car. Shout out. It's your birthday. Shout You're out. A celebrity. How's your grandma? Friend of the show. You're related. You're not related. He
Tammy.
Just met you. You like Seinfeld.
Dog
you
show.
Like big girls. Too Mandy Moores. You sent a t-shirt. Who's going to ship it? It's not a sports podcast.
All right. I don't know where that came from, but we'll...
Gotta wrap it up, guys.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Did you have your passport? Did you get your shots?